It's time to head back to the field for the second half of our baseball doubleheader. Once again, KHAS Radio Sports Director Mike Will.
All right, back here at Duncan Field, Hastings College and the Dort Defenders. Second half of the doubleheader, Hastings College winning the first ball game by a score of 4-0, a two-hitter thrown by Kirby Wells. And the second ball game is already underway. Addison Ives is on the mound for Hastings here in game number two. Nathan Fraley is at the plate. There's a ball hit to Salas at shortstop. Bobbles the ball, picks it back up, and throws it over the first base. That's going to be not in time. Long stress there by LeMaster over at first base, not in time, as Nathan Fraley gets aboard here for the Dort Defenders. So Hastings not with any changes, with the exception of the guy throwing the ball on the hill for the Broncos here in game number two. Everything else is pretty much as they had in game number one, as Nathan Fraley will get aboard with a error on Gabe Salas. So here's Nick Serrano coming to the plate next. Nick Serrano will be at shortstop again for the Dort Defenders in game number two. Lays down a bunt, fielded there by the third baseman over to first base. That's going to be in time. So the sacrifice works as Dort moves the guy over to a scoring position at second base as Nick Serrano is thrown out of the play from third to first. And that's going to bring up Travis Deckers next. So there's one bat out for Dort here in the first inning of play. Hastings winning the opener by a score of 4-0. That was a conference opener for both teams. Travis Deckers to the plate now for the Dort Defenders, batting third in the batting order here again in game number two. Man is on at second. Addison Ives throws one to the plate. It's going to be down low, but just catches the knees for a strike. So Brett Hermansson is behind the plate for Hastings College in game number two as well. John LeMaster over there at first base with Daniel Nealon at second base. Gabe Salas is on there at shortstop again. And you got Jake Steis over there at third base out of the outfield. Decker Brown out in left field. Mike Tomlin out in center. Mack Land is out in right field here. With Addison Ives on the mound for Hastings. The count at the plate is no balls and two strikes. There's the next pitch. Swung on and missed. So Deckers goes after an outside pitch, and he strikes out here. First strikeout of the ball game for Addison Ives. There's two men out now here in the first inning of play. And Josh Peterson comes to the plate next. He's the designated hitter. Ives so far this year, 2 wins and 3 losses on the season. He has thrown 30 and a third innings coming in here. 36 base hits. He's given up 19 runs. 13 of those have been earned. 12 base on balls, 18 strikeouts. ERA is sitting at 3.86. Teams are batting .298 against him. Dort has got a base runner on at second base here in the first inning of play. No score between the Broncos and the Defenders. Here comes the next pitch to Josh Peterson. It's going to be down low for a ball. Peterson did not play in game number one for Dort. He is a left-handed hitter. Second leading hitter on the team is batting average of .421. No home runs. He's got 5 RBIs, 8 base hits, and 19 trips to the plate so far. As he opens up his stance here in the left-hand batter's box, takes a swing and hits that one toward right field. It's fielded there by Land. He picks it up on the hop, gets it back here to the infield. And Dort has got base runners on at first and third. So a base hit there by Josh Peterson out to right field. Fielded on the hop by Land. Moving over to third base on the play is going to be Nathan Fraley. And now Eric Anderson comes to the plate next. Boy, that's a nice 1-2 punch there with Josh Peterson in the number 4 slot with a .421 batting average. And they come back with Eric Anderson in the number 5 slot with a batting average of .545. Dort has got base runners on at first and third here in the top half of the first inning. Addison Ives running into a jam here to get things started for Hastings in the second game. Here comes the next pitch. A breaking pitch is in there for a called strike. No balls and one strike to Anderson. He was 0 for 3 in game number 1 today. Grounded out twice, and he struck out once. No balls and one strike here to Anderson. Here comes the next pitch by Ives. That's in there for a strike. No balls and two strikes. Dort now 9 and 11 on the season. Hastings 8 and 19. Broncos 1-0 in the conference. Dort 0-1. Runners are on at first and third base for the Defenders. Here comes the next pitch from Addison Ives. It's going to be outside for a ball. Hermansson going out there to grab the ball behind the plate here for the Broncos. Nice stop behind the dish. And the count is at 1 ball and 2 strikes. Zach Stout would be next here for Dort. He's another guy that did not play in game number one. Here comes the next pitch by Addison Ives. Hit on the ground. Left side of the diamond. Picked up by Steets at third. His throw over to first base in time. So Dort threatens here in the first inning of play, but they're retired. On a throw by the third baseman, Jake Steets. As he gets it across the diamond to LeMaster. That records the out. So Dort scores no runs here in the first inning of play. No runs on one base hit. One error on Hastings. Two men left on base. We go to the bottom of the first with a score. Dort nothing. Hastings coming to bat.
The team at Klein Insurance has a winning record of service offering home, auto, business, farm, and crop insurance. If you want to score big with service and great rates, stop by 710 South Burlington or call 463-1256 and let the Klein Insurance team win you over.
When you need body work, call Sealy Body Shop in Hastings. Sealy's now uses the new environmentally friendly products from PPG. Sealy's offers complete collision repair and restoration. Sealy's Body Shop, the name you trust at 201 East South Street in Hastings.
Stop at Thompson Oil Company, 806 East South Street for complete auto care. Or for your convenience store needs, go to the West 2nd Best Stop at 2nd and Laird. Both locations feature Phillips 66 Super Clean Gasoline in three grades, unleaded, E10 with ethanol, and premium unleaded. Thompson Oil Company, Hastings.
Keep your vehicle in top running condition. Rely on the trained professional mechanics at Halloran Battery and Electric. They'll have your car, truck, or van ready for changing driving conditions. Safe driving starts with a stop at Halloran Battery and Electric. 2001 West 2nd, Hastings.
1230 KHAS.
Bronco baseball for you this afternoon and this evening here on 1230 KHAS. The second half of the doubleheader. Hastings winning the first game by a score of 4-0. We move to the bottom half of the first inning. And Hastings will send up Mack Land, Decker Brown, and Mike Tomlin. Just not a whole lot of changes for the Broncos in game number two here today. Mack Land, Decker Brown, Mike Tomlin, top of the order, followed by John Rivera, then John LeMaster, and Daniel Nealon. Jake Steets will bat seventh, and Gabe Salas and Brent Hermanson. With Addison Ives on the mound here for the second half of the twin bill. The pitcher for Dort here in the second ball game is going to be Ben Van Kerkerix. He's a sophomore out of Sheldon, Iowa. Left-handed thrower here as he throws a pitch to the plate. It's going to be outside for ball. 1-0 to count to Mack Lamb. So Kukurex in the ball game down to throw for Dort. He's got an ERA of 4.20. His overall record, one win, one loss on the season. He's thrown 15 innings so far for the defenders, giving up 13 hits and 8 runs. 7 of those have been earned, 1 base on balls and 12 strikeouts. So a left-handed thrower here. Kukurex for the Dort defenders. As he winds and delivers to the plate there, it's going to be a fastball. It's going to be outside for a ball. Two balls and no strikes to Mack Lamb. He started the day with a batting average of .222. He was 1-for-3 in game number one. Flew out a couple of times and had a base hit in the fourth. There's the ball hit on the ground towards short. Picked up there by Serrato. He gets it over to first base. It's going to be in time. It pulls the Deckers off of the bag a little bit, but Travis keeps his leg on the bag long enough to record the outs. So Mack Land is retired in the play from shortstop to first. Hastings won that first ball game today, but they had just 3 base hits. They were helped along by 3 walks and a hit batter, and that's all they needed to produce 4 runs today. Because they had Kirby Wells on the mound, he gave up only 2 base hits and no runs. At one point, retired 13 guys in a row. There's the ball hit right to the first baseman, and Decker grabs that one. One pitch, and Decker Brown is out of there as he lines out to the first baseman. And now Mike Tomlin comes up there next. Mike Tomlin is playing out in center field again for Hastings here in game number two. Started the day with a batting average of .290. He was 1-for-3 in game number one. Had a strikeout. Had a base on balls and scored a run. Actually, he had a single and scored a run. That was in the third. Then he grounded out in the fourth. He was officially 1-for-3 in game number one. He'll bat from the left-hand side again. Here comes the pitch to him. It's hit by the third baseman into left field. That's going to be a base hit. Running the ball down is going to be Zach Stout out there in left field. Around the bag at first on his way to second base is going to be Mike Tomlin, and Hastings gets a first base hit. Mike Tomlin doubles down the left field line there for the Broncos. Picked up by Stout, gets it back to the infield, and Hastings has a base runner now here in the first. John Rivera comes to the plate next. Rivera batting in the number 4 position. So Mike Tomlin gets a base hit there for Hastings. Tomlin records his 5th double of the season. And now John Rivera comes up there next, and now they're going to have a balk called. A balk is going to be called here on Ben Van Kerkerix. So moving over to third base on the play is going to be Tomlin. So balk is called here So now Hastings has got a base runner just 90 feet away from scoring the first run of the ball game. John Rivera at the plate here. Right-handed hitter. Here comes a pitch to him. It's going to be outside for a ball. One ball and no strikes to John Rivera. In that first ball game, Rivera reached on an error, had a single, and he flew out to right field. So he's 1-for-3 in game number one. Here comes the next pitch by Kirk Ricks. It's going to be fouled back to the screen. And the count goes to 1-1. So a ground out, a line out, and a double by Mike Tomlin down the left field line. A balk moves him over to third base, and now John Rivera has a chance to drive home the first run of the ball game here in the bottom half of the first. There's a pitch to him, hit on the ground again towards short. Backhanded there by Serrano. His throw to first base is going to be in time, and a nice play there by Deckers. Picks it up on the hop, and then hangs on to the ball over there at first base to retire John Rivera. So John grounds out shortstop to first to end this first inning of play. The Broncos come up empty after getting a guy around to third base. No runs, one base hit. No errors on Dort. One man left on base. We'll go to the second inning with a score. Hastings nothing, Dort nothing.
5 Points Bank of Hastings wants to be your banking partner. We offer a wide selection of banking products and other special benefits as well.
For example, members of our Golden Club, 55 and older, receive free checks, discounted bank services, get to attend a free monthly movie event, and participate in hosted travel opportunities as well as our delicious annual holiday luncheon. So make the move. Stop in at any of our 3 banking offices and visit with one of our bankers on how we can be your banking partner. 5 Points Bank of Hastings, member FDIC.
You see it every weekend. Teams at every level emphasizing the look of their uniform. Look sharp, play sharp. It's what they're affirming. And Pro Team Design puts any sports apparel style, screen print, or embroidery at your fingertips. In person or online, the latest designs from the widest selection of brands. Look sharp, play sharp with Pro Team Design. 2716 Old Fair Road, Grand Island. Or shop and order online at ProTeamDesign.com.
1230 KHAS.
All right, we head to the second inning of play. Top of the second, Dort sending up numbers 6, 7, and 8 in the batting order. Zach Stout, also Aaron Parks, and also Mark Lizinga, who's playing here in game number 2. And the pitcher for Hastings in game number 2 is going to be Addison Ives as he throws a strike in there right down the pipe on Zach Stout. Zach did not play in game number 1 here for Dort. That was a Hastings victory, 4-0 in the ball game earlier today. A two-hitter thrown by Kirby Wells. There's a swing and a miss from Zach Stout, and he falls behind it. No balls and 2 strikes. Stout batting average of .212 on the season. He's got 7 base hits and 33 trips to the plate. 1 double to his credit thus far. There's a little hopper out there. It's going to be grabbed by the second baseman in the air. Daniel Nealon grabs that one, and it's easy out there. Hit off the handle of the bat. Doesn't get very high into the air either as Daniel Nealon grabs that one at the second base. So Stout officially flies out to Nealon at second. One up, one down. Aaron Parks coming to the plate next for Dort. He's the third baseman here in game number 2. He also played there in game number 1. He was 0-for-2 in the opener today. Grounded out and struck out once. Pitch coming in there from Addison Ives. It's going to be inside for a ball. 1-0. Parks started the day, batting average of .302. He had 13 base hits and 43 trips to the plate coming in here. 1 triple to his credit, 1 double, and a home run. He hits that one right towards second base again, backing up and making the catch on the edge of the outfield grass is Nealon. So Nealon has made both plays here in this second inning. Backs up there as he grabs that ball. Again, not very hard hit by Aaron Parks. Mark Lizinga comes to the plate next. He is the right fielder. Lizinga is a freshman out of Lansing, Illinois. Bats from the right-hand side. As Lizinga up there for the first time today, batting average of .281 in the season. He will take a strike here from Addison Ives. So Mark Lizinga has got 9 base hits and 32 trips to the plate, 2 runs scored. He's got 1 double for his extra base hits, no home runs, 8 RBIs. Waiting on the pitch by Ives. It's swung on. Hit down the line at third base. That's going to be in fair territory. Decker Brown picks it up out there in left field. Gets the ball back. Rounding the bag at first on his way to second base is going to be Lizinga. And he's in there with a stand-up double. So Mark Lizinga gets a double here. The number 8 hitter in the batting order. Down the line down there. It's third base. Steets couldn't get to the ball at third base. It goes into left field. Decker Brown picks it up. And now Dort has got a base runner at second. And that's going to bring up Eric Torgerson next, the catcher. Torgerson has been doing the catching chores all afternoon long. He was 0 for 3 in game number 1. Reached on an error. Flew out once and grounded out once in game number 1. Here comes a pitch to him. A little half swing and a miss. Torgerson behind was counted. No balls and one strike. Dort had a team batting average of .303 coming in here. But they could only garner two base hits there in game number 1 against Kirby Wells. Dort right now in their non-conference season has got one of the higher batting averages in the Great Plains Athletic Conference. They were shut down by Kirby and the Broncos in game number 1. There's a strike on the outside corner, nothing and two, to Eric Torgerson. Nathan Fraley would be next. Here comes the next pitch from Addison Ives, and now a timeout is called. Backing out of the batter's box was Torgerson. Earlier today, Nebraska beat Illinois in Evanston, Illinois. Final score of 7-4. So they'll play again tomorrow. That's the first game of a three-game series. Here's the next pitch, a fastball that misses outside. One ball and two strikes. Also today, it was Colorado State Pueblo beating Nebraska Kearney by a score of 14-9. They'll play the second game of that series tomorrow afternoon at 1 o'clock at Memorial Field in Kearney. Here comes the next pitch by Ives. It's swung on. Hit towards Salas at shortstop. He scoops her up, goes to first base. Again, it's off of the bag, but LeMaster keeps his foot on the bag long enough to record the out. So Torgerson grounds out to Salas at the shortstop to record the third out of the inning. Again, Dort gets a base runner over to second base on the double by Lizinga, but they can't score. No runs, one base hit, no errors on Hastings. One man left on base. We'll go to the bottom of the second with a score. Hastings nothing, Dort nothing.
It happens to everyone. Your car isn't running right. It could be the fuel injectors, or it might be the spark plugs. The point is, you want to be confident in your mechanic. You want him to find the problem, fix it, and charge you a fair price. See Halloran Battery and Electric for everything from routine maintenance to complex electrical problems. Rich and the professional auto technicians at Halloran take care of your car, truck, or van. And they're experts at imports, too. People you can trust. Halloran Battery and Electric, 2001 West 2nd Street in Hastings.
It's the unbelievable tractor tire sale at CPI Mr. Tire, serving Central Nebraska. Save on Co-op pivot tires, size 11.2 by 24 4-ply. The AgriMax size 480 ADR 42. And the BKT front tractor tire, size 10 by 16 8-ply. Other tires and sizes also on sale. Call your CPI Mr. Tire for current pricing. 14 locations in Central Nebraska.
CPI Mr. Tire has a right tire for you.
1230 KHAS.
Hastings College Baseball here on 1230 KHAS and also online at www.hastingslink.com. Your internet streaming brought to you by Hastings College, nationally ranked athletics, nationally known academics. Pursue your passion at Hastings College. You can find out more at www.hastings.edu. So Hastings batting down here in the bottom half of the second inning of play. This one's scheduled for 7 here in game number 2. There's a bouncing ball towards short. Serrano has got it again. Goes over to first base. That's going to be in time as it retires. The leadoff man on here in the second inning, John LeMaster. So LeMaster is retired on the play. That's going to bring up Daniel Nealon next. Nealon, the second baseman. Jake Steets will follow him. Then we'll see Gabe Salas. If Hastings can get something going here in the second. Hastings had a double in the first inning of play from Mike Tomlin, but could not score. Tomlin actually got around to third base on the balk, but could not score. So we are scoreless here in the second as Daniel Nealon takes his strike right down the pipe there. Nothing and one to Daniel Nealon, the second baseman. Here comes the next pitch. It's going to be down low for a ball. One ball, one strike. Nealon in game number 1 today had a base on balls, had a stolen base, and scored a run. He grounded out twice after that. There's a strike in there as Nealon is behind the count of one ball and two strikes. The pitcher again for the Dort defenders, Ben Van Kerkrix, a sophomore from Sheldon, Iowa, left-handed thrower. There's an inside pitch, a swing and a miss. The catcher drops the third strike, but he rockets it down there. The first baseman Deckers to record the outs. So Eric Torgerson, the behind the plate, drops the third strike, but he picks it up. I had plenty of time to get it down to Deckers to record the outs. So Nealon is retired on the play. on the strikeout officially, the first strikeout of the ball game by Van Kirkerix. Now Jake Steets comes to the plate next. Steets is playing at third base again here for Hastings in game number two. Had a base on balls, flew out to center field and grounded out in the first ball game. Actually scored a run when he got aboard there in the second inning on that base on balls. He takes a strike there, nothing and one to Jake Steets. There's the ball hit down the line at right over toward the foul line, and it's going to fall in there for a fair ball. Lizinga picks it up out there, and he gets it back to the infield, but perfectly placed by Jake Steets. Right down the line at right field, just a couple of feet fair. It's picked up there by Mark Lizinga for Doherty. Gets it back to the infield, and Hastings has a base hit here. Second hit of the ball game as Steets gets aboard. Now Gabe Salas comes up there next for Hastings. Salas playing at shortstop here in game number two. Also played there in the opener today. Laid down a sacrifice. Was hit by a pitch and he struck out once. Officially 0 for 1 in the opener. Keeps the bat on the shoulder and will take a strike here. Nothing and 1 to Gabe Salas. Salas wears number 5. Hastings in their white pants here this afternoon. Their crimson tops. Doherty in their gray pants with their brown tops. There's a ball hit off of the handle of the bat. Slow roller out to third. Parks has got it. He throws to the first base over the head of Deckers. Way over the head of Deckers. Around the bag at second on his way to third is going to be Steets, and he stays put right there. So a high throw way over the head of Travis Deckers at first base. Salas gets aboard on the air. Moving around to third base on the throw is going to be Jake Steets, and now Hastings has got base runners on at first and third. They had a runner at third base in the first inning but could not score as John Rivera grounded out. And now Brent Hermansen comes to the plate next for Hastings. He's the catcher, doing the catching chores for both ends of the doubleheader here initially. He was 0 for 3 in game number 1. Reached on an error. Broncos with runners on at first and third. Here comes the pitch to Hermansen. It's going to be in there for a strike. No balls and one strike. Hermansen is a 6'4", 215-pounder from Golden, Colorado. Big kid stands in there from the right side. There's a ground ball to Serrano at shortstop. He goes over and touches the bag and catches the force out at second base. So Hastings again threatens here in the second, but they're washed out of things here with no runs on one base hit, one error, and two men left on base. We go to the third inning with a score. Hastings nothing, Dort nothing.
Precision Heating and Air Conditioning is your Lennox dealer in Hastings. Whether it's the industry's most innovative heating and cooling systems, heat pumps, air quality systems, or other proven Lennox products, you and your family will enjoy the all-year-round quality comfort. Call Tom Wissing in Hastings, 402-463-6061 for more information on Lennox products, warranties, tax credits, rebates, and more. 463-6061. Lennox dealers are independently owned and operated businesses. Precision Heating and Air Conditioning in Hastings, Lennox. Innovation never felt so good.
The Hastings Tribune sports staff has the spring sports covered. Bronco and Husker baseball, softball, and more. Local and area high school track and field, tennis, golf, and soccer. Plus state and national sports. Get the latest scores, schedules, and sports stories on the Tribune's website scoreboard. Online, anytime. Get in the game with HT Mobile. Join the HT Mobile VIP Club today. And to subscribe to the Hastings Tribune, call 402-462-2131 or online at hastingstribune.com.
1230 KHAS.
Bronco baseball for you today here on 1230 KHAS. Hastings and Dort tied up. Scoreless here in game number two after Hastings won the opener by a score of 4-0. Our internet service here at the ballpark, courtesy of Blue Force Broadband, provided by Glenwood Wireless. They've been serving central Nebraska for over 50 years. For more information, just email info@shopglenwood.net. Or you can call 866-756-4746. Addison Ives comes out and throws for Hastings here in inning number three. Coming up for Dort, going to be the top of the order. Nathan Fraley, also Nick Serrato, and Travis Deckers. As the first pitch is thrown in there for a strike. Fraley in the first inning reached on an error. Got all the way around to third base, but was left stranded there. As Dort was unable to score, they were shut out in game number one. Here comes the next pitch by Addison Ives. That ball is going to be lifted. Shallow center field coming on. It's going to be Tomlin, and Tomlin makes the catch. Mike Tomlin comes a long way. And the second pitch from Addison Ives retires Nathan Fraley. as he flies out to center field. Now Nick Serrato comes up there next. He laid down a sacrifice back there in inning number one. Serrato in the first ball game struck out once, grounded out once, reached on a base on balls. That was only one of two walks that Kirby Wells gave up there in game number one, had seven strikeouts. Gave up two base hits. At one point, retired 13 guys in a row. And Hastings breezes to the win in the opener by a score of 4-0. Pitch here by Ives is going to be outside. And, in fact, the ball goes off with the glove of Hermanson over toward the first base side. One ball and no strikes to Nick Serrato. Ives working from the stretch here with nobody on the base pads. Here's the next one. It's going to be in there for a strike. One ball and one strike. Of course, Ives worked out of the bullpen quite a bit last year for Hastings College. Just feels more comfortable working out of the stretch with nobody on the base pads here. Here comes the next pitch. It's going to be in there for another strike right at the knees. One ball and two strikes now to Nick Serrato. Started the day with a batting average of .333. Serrato in there in the right-hand batter's box. Hastings will play him straight away defensively. Here's the next pitch from Addison Ives. It's a slow tapper. It's going to be in foul territory. Comes over here near the dugout on the first base side. Jake Steets at third base for Hastings. Gabe Salas at shortstop, anchoring the left side of the defensive line here. Daniel Nealon at second base, and John LeMaster over there at first base on the right side of the diamond. Here comes the next pitch by Ives. It's going to be down low, a little bit outside. Two balls, two strikes. Out in the outfield, Decker Brown, Mike Tomlin, Mac Lamb. The exact same lineup as Hastings had in the first game, with the exception of the pitcher. Addison Ives out there in game number two. Next pitch is swung on and missed. And a strikeout there. Strikeout number two in the ball game for Addison Ives. Coming up next is going to be Travis Deckers. Tell you what, so far very impressed by the first two pitchers in the rotation here for Hastings. Kirby Wells, who pitched the first game of the weekend series throughout the most of the last season, had a good outing. And now Addison Ives off to a good start here in game number two. Deckers up there next. Watches a pitch go by. One ball and no strikes here for Travis Deckers. He's the first baseman. He struck out his first time up there. Deckers in the first ball game had a double, hit into a double play, and he grounded out once. Here comes the 1-0 pitch now to Deckers. That ball's hit on the ground, and it's going to be in foul territory on the first base side. One ball and one strike now to Travis Deckers. Deckers leads the team in hits, leads the team in triples, home runs, RBIs. Also in strikeouts, he hits that ball in the right center field. Coming on is going to be Land, and Land's going to make the catch. Looked like it was going to travel a little further than that, but Mac Land comes in and makes the catch out in right center field. Travis Deckers flies out to end the inning. So another 1-2-3 inning here for the Dort defenders. They scored no runs on no hits, no errors, and nobody left on base. We go to the bottom of the third with a score. Hastings nothing, Dort nothing.
Relax. It's Ream. At South Central Heating and Air Conditioning, you can relax with the comfort and quality of Ream air conditioners. Every Ream Central air conditioner gives you the added value of a genuine scroll compressor, so you can enjoy cool, quiet, and efficient, reliable operation year after year. So when it comes to air conditioning, relax. It's Ream. Get your Ream products at South Central Heating and Air Conditioning, 701 West 1st in Hastings. Call 402-462-9190.
Five Points Bank of Hastings wants to be your banking partner. We offer a wide selection of banking products and other special benefits as well.
For example, members of our Golden Club, 55 and older, receive free checks, discounted bank services, get to attend a free monthly movie event, and participate in hosted travel opportunities, as well as our delicious annual holiday luncheon. So make the move. Stop in at any of our three banking offices and visit with one of our bankers on how we can be your banking partner. Five Points Bank of Hastings, member FDIC.
1230 KHAS.
All right, the Broncos coming to bat now here in the bottom half of the third inning. And coming up there is going to be Mac Land, Decker Brown, Mike Tomlin. John Rivera would come to the plate if one of those guys can get aboard here. And the pitch here by the Dort defenders and Ben Van Kirkerex is going to be outside for a ball. 1-0 the count here to Mac Land. Grounded out his first time up there. Inning number one. He takes a strike there. 1-1 the count. Landed at the first ball game. He had a single in three trips to the plate. Flew out the other two times. Started the day with a batting average of .222. Next pitch is going to be inside for a ball. Two balls and one strike. The Northwestern Red Raiders are going to be in town tomorrow. 12 o'clock starting time here at Duncan on the air with a pregame show at 11:45 here on 1230 KHIS. Here comes the next pitch by Van Kirkerix. It's going to be down low for a ball. Has now three balls and one strike here to the leadoff hitter for Hastings in this third inning, Mack Land. Land with a club at hand in the right-hand batter's box. Here's the next pitch, and on the ground toward third. It's going to be in foul territory. Just foul by the third baseman, Austin Parks. And the count is sitting at three balls and two strikes to Mack Land. Land leads the team in strikeouts. He's got 15 Ks coming into the ball game here this afternoon. He has walked four times. Here comes the next pitch by Van Kirkerix. It's going to be in there for a strike in the inside corner. Winning away and spinning away from that one was Mack Land. The home plate umpire says it caught the inside corner for a strike, and it's strikeout number two in the ball game by Ben Van Kirkerix. That's going to bring up Decker Brown. Each team with a couple of base hits so far in this ball game. Each team with an error. Nothing on the scoreboard. We're scoreless as we bat here in the bottom half of the third inning. There's a strike there delivered to Decker Brown. He lined out to the first baseman. Travis Decker is back there in inning number one. Brown 0 for 1 in this ball game. Here comes the next pitch by Kirkerix. It's going to be up high for a ball. One ball and one strike. Decker in the first ball game. Reached on a base on ball. Scored a run. Flew out to right field and grounded out once. So he was 0 for 2 officially in that ball game with a run scored. Here comes the 1-1 pitch now. It's going to be in there for a strike in the outside corner. So both pitchers nibbling away at the corners here in this one. Van Kirkerix for Dort. Addison Ives for Hastings. One ball and two strikes. One man out here in the third. Working quickly. Here comes the next pitch. Hit on the ground towards second. Anderson has got it on the hop. He goes to first. That's going to be in time. And it catches Decker Brown for the second out. So he is retired on the play from second to first. Now Mike Tomlin comes up there next. Tomlin had that double down the left field line his first time up there in inning number one. Moved over to third base on the block, but could not score when John Rivera ended the inning on a ground out. He will jump in there from the left-hand side. Here's the pitch to him. It's going to be inside for a ball. One ball and no strikes to Mike Tomlin. Started the day with a batting average of .290. Tomlin one hit and three trips to the plate in game number one today. Ben Van Kirkerix looking for the sign from Torkelson. And here's the pitch. It's going to be right at the knees on the outside corner for a called strike. One ball, one strike down to Mike Tomlin. Temperature was 80 degrees at game time here today. Winds were out of the southwest at 22. Here comes the next pitch in there. It's going to be a called strike. One ball and two strikes. Things have cooled down just a little bit, but it's an enjoyable night for the conference opener here. Hastings College and the Dort Defenders. Here's the next pitch. That ball is hit hard. Right center field. That's going to get down for a base hit. That could be extra base as it gets by the center fielder, Fraley. On his way to second base. He's going to round the bag at second. Tomlin is on his way to third, and he gets into third base easily. Tomlin with a triple. Mike Tomlin hit that baby hard in right center field, and Tomlin gets all the way around to third base on the play. He's got some good wheels. Finally, Jim Bovee holds him right there at third base, so Hastings has got a man on in scoring position, just 90 feet away from tapping home plate. A stand-up triple there for Mike Tomlin. Tomlin gets a double and a triple here in this ball game. That's the first triple of the season for Mike Tomlin. So now John Rivera will come back to the plate for Hastings College and try to knock one home. Temp right now, it's 74 degrees here at the ballpark with winds out of the southwest at 14, so they have died down a little bit after the nice beginning to the afternoon today. Here comes the next pitch to Rivera. That ball is hit right by the third baseman. Parks into left field. That's going to produce a run. John Rivera is around the bag at first. He's going to be heading to second base, and he gets in there easily. So back-to-back extra base hits here for Hastings produces the run. Mike Tomlin gets the triple. John Rivera hits the double right by the third baseman, Aaron Parks, in the left field. He drives home the run as Mike Tomlin comes in to score. That makes it a 1-0 ball game in favor of Hastings. And now coming to the plate is going to be John LeMaster. LeMaster grounded out his last time up there. So a triple and a double for Hastings here in this inning, and the Broncos have captured the lead 1-0. Hastings now with four base hits in the ball game. John LeMaster comes to the plate next. LeMaster 0 for 2 in the first ball game with a sacrifice. He's 0 for 1 here in this one. Grounded out his first time up there, the third base. Here comes the pitch to him. It's going to be outside for a ball. So now the count, two balls and no strikes to John LeMaster. Nobody up and throwing right now in the Dort bullpen down there on the right-hand side. The right-hand, right field side. There comes the next pitch to John LeMaster, 2-0. It's swung out and missed by John, 2-1. LeMaster started the day with a batting average of .292. Hastings with a run in here in the third inning. They've got the lead now over Dort by a score of 1-0 after winning the opener 4-0. Here comes the next pitch by Van Kerkerix. Took something off of that one. It's hit right to the second baseman. Anderson has got it on the hop. He throws it to first base. That's in time, but Hastings is on the scoreboard. LeMaster grounds out to second base to end the inning. Hastings scores one run on two extra base hits. The triple by Tomlin, the double by John Rivera. No errors on Dort. One man left on base. We go to the top of the fourth with a score. Hastings 1, Dort nothing.
The superheroes of service, powered by Glenwood.
Glenwood is Central Nebraska's leading provider of latest computer, internet, and networking technology, but our specialty is taking exceptional care of our customers. Friend us on Facebook or visit shopglenwood.net. We are your superheroes of service.
Insurance Plus Financial Services means more than insurance. They have a full line of investments plus life, health, and long-term care insurance. Also offering both bookkeeping and tax preparation services in Fairfield and 715 South Burlington in Hastings.
Jackson's Car Corner has built a reputation for high-quality hand-picked vehicles. Good, clean, low-mileage cars, vans, and pickups. Stop by today and see them at Jackson's Car Corner, 3rd and Colorado in downtown Hastings, where our customers send their friends.
Rivals Bar and Grill. Fun, food, 20 TVs, daily and weekend specials, supporting all the local and area athletes, teams, and coaches after the game or anytime. Join the Rivals team. Rivals Bar and Grill, Osborne Drive East in Hastings, open every day at 11.
1230 KHAS.
So Hastings College has got the lead 1-0 here over the Dort defenders. Earlier today, Nebraska defeating Northwestern by the score of 7-4. They'll play game two of that series tomorrow. 1:05. In Evanston, Illinois. Pregame show will be at 12:30 tomorrow on the Breeze, KLIQ 94.5. Colorado State Pueblo wins over Nebraska Kearney today at Memorial Field in Kearney. Final score of 14-9 in that game. They'll play again tomorrow afternoon at 1 o'clock. So Josh Peterson comes to the plate next for Dort. He had a single back there in the first inning of play. And the pitch to him is going to be in there for a strike. No balls and one strike. Addison Eye is working here for Hastings in game number two. After Kirby Wells throws the two-hitter in game number one for Hastings, the Broncos getting up to a good start here in the Great Plains Athletic Conference. Next pitch is swung on and missed. Nothing and two to John Peterson. He had a single back there in inning number one. Did not play in game number one. He's a left-handed hitter here as John Peterson waits on the next pitch from Addison Eye. That ball is going to be outside for a ball. And the count is now one ball and two strikes. John Peterson for Dort is a freshman from Sergeant Bluff, Iowa. Bats from the left-hand side here. Here's the next pitch by Addison. It's going to be swung on and foul tap back to the screen. And the count remains at one ball and two strikes. Josh Peterson on the season. Coming in here with a batting average for the Dort defenders. At .421, second highest on the team. No home runs and five RBIs. Takes a whack at that one and fouls it away on the first base side. Count remains at one ball and two strikes. Hastings giving up only two base hits in the opener. And so far they've given up two base hits here in game number two. Dort has not yet crossed the plate. Josh Peterson waits here in the left-hand batter's box. Where's number 13 in that brown uniform here for the Dort defenders? Addison Eyes from the stretch, and here's the pitch to the plate swung on. Nope. It goes right on by him for a called third strike. Eric Anderson is coming up there next as Peterson strikes out in the ball game. That's strikeout number three in the contest now for Ives as Eric Anderson comes to the plate next. Anderson, he's the leading hitter on the ball club, but he's been shut down here by the Hastings pitching staff. Anderson grounded out his first time up there, and he went hitless in game number one for the defenders as the pitch comes inside and he gets beaten by a pitch. There's a tough way to get on the base pads. Hit by a pitch as Eric Anderson heads down to first base on the free pass. And now Zach Stout comes to the plate next. Stout flew out to a second base to begin the second inning of play. He did not play in the first game either. So Zach Stout officially 0-for-1 in this ball game, a 212 batting average coming in here. So the base runner now is Anderson at first base, and a throw over there is not in time. Anderson stealing bases this year. He has swiped, two bases so far? Two bases in three attempts. Dort is a team 35 out of 40 in stealing bases. The pitch is going to be down low for a ball here on Zach Stout, and the count to him is one ball and no strikes. Aaron Parks is due up there next, and we'll see Mark Lizinga. If Dort can get something going here in this fourth inning of play. Here's the next pitch. The runner goes to first base. It's a swing and a miss. The throw down there is not going to be in time. Now the ball gets away. And they say he's safe down there at second base. So a stolen base there. Eric Anderson gets aboard down there at second. The throw was a little bit low, but base umpire goes around to make sure the guy was still on the base pads. That was Anderson. So a stolen base there by Eric Anderson, his third of the season. The count here at the plate is at one ball and one strike to Zach Stout. Big kid in the right-hand batter's box here as he waits on the pitch from Addison Ives. Hastings out on top by a score of 1-0. Next pitch is going to be hit on the ground. Slow roller. Bobbled there by the third baseman. And now we've got everybody's going to be safe here. That was a tough play as moving to his right was Jake Steets at third base right in front of the shortstop, Gabe Salas, on the grassy portion of the infield. Steets couldn't control it, and it's going to be everybody safe here for the Dort defenders, and they've got runners now at the corners at first and third. So that's going to be an error chalked up there on Hastings College, but a tough play. And Aaron Parks comes to the plate next for Dort. So now the defenders with a chance to score their first run of the afternoon and the evening. They were shut out in the opener. Now they got runners out at first and third and one man out. Parks up to the plate next, and he takes a whack at that one and a swing and a miss. No balls, one strike to Aaron Parks in the opener today. Parks was 0-for-2, grounded out once, and he struck out once. Came to the ballpark with a batting average of 302. Runners on at first and third base here for Dort. Here comes the next pitch by Ives. That ball is lifted in the air towards center field. Backing up as Tomlin looks up, makes the catch. Runner's going to tag from third. He's going to come in and score easily, and Dort is on the scoreboard. So Austin Parks gives that baby a ride out to center field, but he drives home a run. And Dort is on the scoreboard as Anderson comes in and taps the plate for the first time here this afternoon. Now we're tied up at a run apiece. Staying over there at first base on the play was Zach Stout. Mark Lizinga comes to the plate next. He had a double his first time up there back in inning number two. Did not play in the first ball game today. So Lizinga steps in there for the second time as he takes a pitch right down the pipe there. Nothing in one to Mark Lizinga. Dort will move on to play at Doan tomorrow in Crete. Hastings College will play host to the Red Raiders of Northwestern beginning at 12 o'clock noon on the air with a pregame show tomorrow with head coach Jim Bovey at 11:45. Throw over to first base is not in time. Diving back in there is going to be Zach Stout for Dort. Lizinga waiting here. Right-hand batter's box. The next pitch is swung on and missed. Nothing in two now. There's two men out for Dort here in this fourth inning of play. Eric Torgensen, the catcher, is due up there next for the defenders. Addison Ives trying to get out of the inning with no further damage done. Next pitch is going to be golfed to left field. That's going to be a base hit. So a low pitch there as Lizinga gives that baby a ride out to a left field for a base hit. Picked up out there by Decker Brown of Hastings. So now we got runners on at first and second base here in the fourth with one run already in. And now Eric Torgensen comes to the plate next. Nobody up and throwing for Hastings out of the bullpen on left field side. Torgensen 0-for-1 in the ball game here in game number two. He grounded out his first time up there. He was 0-for-1 in game number one with a strikeout. Also had a base on balls. Addison Ives trying to wiggle out of a jam here. Runners on at first and second base. As the pitch comes in there, it's going to be outside for a ball. One ball and no strikes down to Torgensen. Nathan Fraley, the top of the order, is due up there next. Ives looking in for the sign. He's got it here as he looks at the runner at second base. Rocks and fires, and here it comes to the plate. It's going to be outside and down low for a ball. Two balls and no strikes. Other games going on in the conference today. Northwestern is playing Doan in Crete. Mount Marty is playing in Sioux City this afternoon and this evening in a doubleheader against the Morningside Mustangs. Second pitch is in there. It's going to be in there for a strike. And the count now is hitting at 2 balls and 1 strike on Eric Torgensen. He's the catcher for the Dort defenders. Torgensen waiting on the pitch here from Ives. 10 strikeouts. Torgensen leads the team in strikeouts so far this season. He's ahead on the count right now with 2 balls and 1 strike. Runners are on at first and second base. Lizinga's at first, and Stout is on at second base. Ives again looks, and now he throws it towards second base. Covering the back there was Salas, the shortstop. Sliding back in there was Zach Stout. Gets up, brushes himself off, and now he's ready to go down there at the bag at second. The count here at the play is at 2 balls and 1 strike. Hastings College baseball this afternoon on 1230 KHIS Hastings. We're at Duncan Field. Conference opener here this afternoon. Next pitch is going to be down in the dirt. And the count is now at 3 balls and 1 strike. 3-1 the count, so Addison Ives threatening to load up the bases here in this fourth inning. Hastings will play. This guy is pretty much straight away here in the outfield. Shortstop Salas back toward the edge of the outfield grass. Here comes the next pitch. It's swung on and missed. And now the count goes to 3 balls and 2 strikes. So 3-2 the count. The runners will be going on the pitch here. 3-2 with 2 men out in this fourth inning of play. Hastings trying to get out of here with no more damage done. They've scored a run here in the fourth. Addison Ives again looks, and now here comes the pitch to the plate. That ball is going to be lifted up to the outfield. Going over is the left fielder, Decker Brown, over toward left center, and he makes the catch. So Torgensen flies out to left field to end the inning, but Dort comes up with 1 run here in the fourth. 1 run on 1 base hit, 1 error on Hastings, and 2 men left on base. We go to the bottom of the fourth with a score. Dort 1, Hastings 1.
No matter where you roam, you're always at home with an RV from Hastings Motor Sales Dykeman's Camper Place. Travel the country, see the sights, and never be without all the amenities of home. Dykeman's has a large selection of XL luxury fifth wheels, Palomino fold-down camping trailers, Coachman fifth wheels, travel trailers, Class A and Class C motorhomes, and their service department is second to none. So go ahead, get away from it all, but don't rough it. Get RVing with Hastings Motor Sales Dykeman's Camper Place, Burlington Avenue and Highway 6 in Hastings.
Hastings College graduates become astronaut,
trauma surgeon,
judge,
studio artist,
ambassador,
professor,
congressman, minister,
software developer.
Who do you want to become? Recognized as one of the best liberal arts colleges in the country by publications such as U.S. News & World Report, Forbes, Barron's, and the Princeton Review, Hastings College is a place that supports you to become your best. Find out more at hastings.edu or call us at 800-LEARN-HC. Pursue your passion at Hastings College.
1230 KHAS.
All right, back here at the Duncan Field here this evening. Hastings College in the second half of the doubleheader. And Dort tied up on a run apiece. Hastings playing their first 6 conference games of the season here at home this year. 2 games here today against Dort. 2 games tomorrow against Northwestern. They'll play 2 games next Thursday against Midland before playing their first conference games on the road next Friday in Lincoln against Nebraska Wesleyan. So the Broncos trying to take advantage of the schedule makers here for the 2012 season. Get off to a good start in the conference. This is how they won her last year. Hastings won the regular season championship, moved on into the national tournament down in Lubbock, Texas. Won a game down there in Lubbock before being ousted in the national tournament after losing a couple of ball games. So Hastings trying to put it together again this year for 2012. Daniel Nealon at the plate here to begin the fourth inning of play. He's taking a couple of pitches outside the strike zone. Now there's one in there for a strike. 2 balls and 1 strike. Ben Van Kerkerex is your pitcher here for Dort. He's went all the way. Next pitch is going to be outside for a ball. Both pitchers went all the way in game number one today. Kirby Wells for Hastings. Lucas Carls for the Dort defenders. But Daniel Nealon trying to get aboard. He takes a strike here. He was on his way toward first. Home plate umpire calls him back. 3 balls and 2 strikes. The count here to the second baseman for Hastings, Daniel Nealon. Hastings batting in the fourth inning of play. We're tied up at a run apiece. Next pitch is going to be fouled back to the screen. It was ricocheting off of the mask of the catcher back there, Eric Torgensen. So the count remains at 3 balls and 2 strikes. Here comes the next pitch. It's going to be just down low. Just misses down there. Daniel Nealon works out of baseline balls here in this fourth inning of play. Hastings with a base runner. That's going to be walk number one in the ball game, given up by Ben Van Kerkrex. Jake Steets comes to the plate next. Steets is the third baseman. He had a single back there in inning number two. He was left stranded on the base pads. Steets had a base on balls, flew out once and grounded out once in game number one. There's a throw over the first base. Back in there is going to be Nealon. Nice grab by Travis Deckers, the first baseman. Had to leave his feet to grab that one. So a good lead again by Daniel Nealon over there at first. Steets waiting here at the plate. And again, a throw over to first. That's not in time. Back in there standing up this time was Nealon. Nealon on the year has not attempted a stolen base so far this year. Here comes the pitch to the plate, an attempted bump. It's popped up, and a catch is going to be made there by the pitcher, Ben Van Kerkrex, and sliding back into first base safely was Daniel Nealon. So Steets tries to lay down a bunt. He pops it up. The pitcher, Van Kerkrex, comes off the mound, and right in between first base and the pitcher's mound, he makes a diving grab out of here in the infield grass, and he holds onto the baseball. So Jake Steets pops one back to the pitcher and Ben Van Kerkrex for the first out of this fourth inning. That's going to bring up Gabe Salas next. Salas is the shortstop. He reached on an error back there in inning number two. Salas in the first ball game, sacrifice, hit by a pitch and struck out once. One ball and no strikes here to Gabe Salas. Here comes the next pitch. It's going to be in there right at the knees for a called strike. One ball and one strike. So one ball and one strike with one man out here in the fourth inning and one man on. Hastings and Dort tied up at one run apiece. Again, a throw over to first base and scampering back into the bag is Daniel Nealon. Hastings and Northwestern tomorrow afternoon here on 1230 KHIS. First pitch will be at noon. Pre-game show at 11:45 here on 1230 KHIS. Next pitch to the plate is hit on the ground. Left side of the diamond. That gets through there for a base hit into left field. Picked up out there by Stout for Dort. Gets it back to the infield, but a base hit there by Gabe Salas.
Now up, number 22, Brent Hermanson.
So Brent Hermanson comes to the plate next. Hermanson so far in the ball game, he had a fielder's choice. Back there in the second inning of play, Hermanson in the first ball game reached on an error, flew out once and grounded out once. So Hermanson comes to the plate here, the catcher for Hastings College. Brent Hermanson, as he steps in there, pitch is going to be down low. Nice grab there by the opposing catcher, and Eric Torkinson. One ball and no strikes to Brent Hermanson. Hermanson started the day with a batting average of 188. He's got one of the two home runs this year that Hastings College has chalked up on the board so far this season through 26 games. He hits that ball to left center field, and that one is hit hard. That's going to get by the left fielder. Stout around the bag at third base coming home to score is going to be Nealon. Also coming home to score is going to be Salas. And in there at second base with a stand-up double is Brent Hermanson. Hermanson gets a double, a two-run double here in the fourth inning of play, and the number nine hole in the batting order. Brings home Nealon from second base. All the way from first base and scoring there is Gabe Salas. Salas with some good wheels, and he got home easily that time for Hastings all the way from first base. So Hermanson delivers up a big hit there to left center field. On the 1-0 pitch delivered by Van Kerkrex, and Hastings College is now out on top by a score of 3-1 here in this ball game. Here comes Mack Land coming up there next. So a big two-run double by Brent Hermanson. In the fourth inning of play, he's got Hastings the lead again. 3-1. That's the sixth base hit for the Broncos here in the ballgame. Mack Land goes after an inside pitch there, and he swings for the fences and comes up empty. Nothing at one to Mack Land. He's 0-2 so far in this ballgame. He's grounded out once. He's struck out once. Hermanson is on. It says second base. There's a ground ball to short picked up there by Serrato. He goes over to first base. That's in time. That's going to catch Mack Land. We've got somebody running for Hermanson. It's Connor Thomas out there. So Connor Thomas moves over to third base on the ground ball there to Serrano. So Hastings down with a base runner on at third. There's two men out here in this fourth inning of play. Decker Brown comes to the plate next. Brown so far, he lined one back to the first baseman and he grounded out to second. He's 0 for 2 here in this ball game. Decker also played in game number one. He was 0 for 2 in that one as well. Had a base on balls though in the first, came around to score. First run of the ball game for the Broncos. Next pitch is going to be inside. The ball gets away from the catcher. Torkins hit it down the line and scoring here for Hastings College is going to be Connor Thomas. So Connor Thomas comes in to score on the pass ball by Eric Torkinson, the catcher. Hastings plates three runs now here in this fourth inning. They've got a 4-1 advantage over Dort. And the count on the batter, Decker Brown, is going to be one ball and one strike. Here comes the next pitch by Van Kirkerex. It's going to be down low for a ball, 2-1. Hastings College baseball here this afternoon on 1230 KHIS. Also online at www.hastingslink.com. Next pitch is going to be fouled away, third base side. And the count is now at two balls and two strikes. Hastings wins the opener 4-0 over Dort. Hastings with four runs. They had three base hits in the ball game. Dort had an error. And Hastings able to scratch out a 4-0 victory over the defenders because Dort had absolutely no offense. Kirby Wells made sure of that. Seven strikeouts and gave up just two base hits. Hastings wins it 4-0 in the opener. They've got the lead now 4-1. There's a ball hit to the left side again. That's going to sneak through there for a base hit. Again picked up by Stout out there in left field. So Decker Brown gets a base hit here in this fourth inning. And now Mike Tomlin comes up there next. Tomlin has got a double. He's got a triple so far in this ball game. So Tomlin 2-for-2 here in this one. Tomlin had a base hit in the first ball game as well. He was 1-for-3 in the opener. And here comes the next pitch by Van Kirkerex. Some off-speed stuff that catches the inside corner for a strike. No balls and one strike here to Mike Tomlin. He has scored a run here for Hastings. Scored in that last inning in the third. On the double by John Rivera. There's a throw over to first base. Diving back in there is going to be Decker Brown. Decker stealing bases so far this year is 0-for-1. Hastings as a team, just 8 out of 13. No balls and one strike here at the plate. Here comes the next pitch again down low. Good grab behind the dish there by Torkinson. And the count is at one ball and one strike now to Mike Tomlin. John Rivera will be next, and then John LeMaster. Hastings trying to plate some runs here, give him some breathing room in this fourth inning. They've got a 4-1 advantage now over Dort. Here comes the next pitch. It's going to be inside. Nearly hits the batter, Tomlin. Two balls and one strike. Now we've got some action down there in the bullpen on the right field side. It's Dort warming up a couple of relievers there for Ben Van Kirkerex. Next ball is going to be hit in the air in left field. Stout coming over toward the foul line. Across the line, he can't make the catch. A lot of room down there in the left field side and the right field side in foul territory. Stout gave a good effort there, but could not get to the baseball. It falls down here to the turf. Two balls and two strikes and two men out here in the fourth inning of play. Hastings with the lead, 4-1. Duncan Field looking good here. Of course, they resided the field last year. Hastings forced to move several of their ball games out of the ballpark last year. Next pitch is going to be in there for a called strike. Catcher drops the third strike, and he's just going to go over and touch Tomlin on the back. So a strikeout there. That's going to be strikeout number 3 in the ball game for Ben Van Kirkerex. So he gets out of the inning, but Hastings does a little damage here in the fourth inning. They score three runs in the inning. Three runs on a couple of base hits. No errors on Dort, and Hastings leaves one. We'll go to the top of the fifth with the score. Hastings 4, Dort 1.
These are the words every homeowner dreads.
Oh, the furnace is broken.
And these are the words that make everything better.
I'm calling the American Standard guys.
Your local independent American Standard heating and air conditioning dealer can repair any brand you've got. Or better yet, upgrade you to a supremely reliable American Standard comfort system.
Ah, all better.
Call Beeman's Appliance Sales and Service, your independent American Standard dealer. Call 462-2311.
Physical Therapy and Sports Rehab of Hastings is the trusted name in sports injury management. The staff of PTSR provide up-to-date and efficient care of sports-related injuries, returning athletes quickly and safely back to the playing field. Physical Therapy and Sports Rehab of Hastings provides the Saturday morning sports clinic and is open to all area athletes, or come take advantage of our convenient 6 a.m. to 6 p.m. hours Monday through Friday. Call 402-462-8824 for more information. Remember, Physical Therapy and Sports Rehab of Hastings for all your physical or occupational therapy needs.
1230 KHAS.
Bronco baseball for you this afternoon and this evening on 1230 KHAS. Also online at www.hastingslink.com. Internet streaming brought to you by Hastings College. Nationally ranked athletics, nationally known academics. Pursue your passion at Hastings College. You can find out more at www.hastings.edu. Addison Ives comes back out here for Hastings to throw the fifth inning of play as Dort comes up there. Coming up for the defenders and fouling away the first pitch is going to be Nathan Fraley. Fraley so far today reached on an error back there in the first inning, flew out to center in inning number three. So he's 0 for 2 here in this ball game. Fraley in the first one, he was 0 for 3 in the first ball game. Pops this one up and is going to be in foul territory, and it comes back into the seats. No balls and two strikes here to Nathan Fraley to begin the fifth inning of play for Dort. This one's scheduled for 7 here tonight. Addison Ives so far has given up only 3 base hits here in this nightcap. Next pitch is going to miss outside for a ball. Now 1 ball and 2 strikes. Nick Serrano would be next, and then Travis Deckers. And we'll see Josh Peterson if Dort can get something going here in the fifth. They're trailing in the ball game by a score of 4-1. Next ball is going to be hit on the ground. That's going to get through there for a base hit in the left field. So a single there by Nathan Fraley as he singles right between the third baseman for Hastings, Jake Steets, and the shortstop, Gabe Salas. So Dort has got a base runner here in this fifth inning of play. Nick Serrano comes to the plate next for Dort. Serrano laid down a sacrifice in the first inning of play, and he struck out in the third, so he's officially 0 for 1 here in this ball game. Serrano was 0 for 2 in the opener. The pitch is going to be outside for a ball, 1 ball and 0 strikes. So Addison Ives here in the fifth inning of play, and now Hastings College has got some relievers warming up down there on the left field side. There's a throw of the first base. Diving back in there is going to be Fraley for Dort. 1 ball and 0 strikes here at the plate. Fraley is your base runner at first base here for the Dort defenders, trying to get back into the ball game here. Here's the next pitch. It's hit to left center field. That's going to be a base hit. Picking the ball up is going to be a Decker Brown out there for Hastings. So back-to-back singles here for Dort. The defender is not rolling over yet. Serrano gets a base hit. Moving down to second in the play is going to be Fraley. And now the Broncos are starting to look down there in the bullpen. Blake Marquardt, the assistant coach, the pitching coach here for Hastings. And now Jim Bovey is going to come out, and I think he's going to make a pitching change here as Addison Ives gives up a couple of base hits to begin the fifth inning. And we're going to have a pitching change coming up here for Hastings College. So our first pitching change of the conference season is coming up, and Hastings will bring out a reliever here to try to finish things off. We'll take a break. With a score, Hastings 4 and Dort 1. You're listening to Bronco Baseball on 1230 KHAS.
Witt Plumbing does residential, commercial, and farm plumbing. From new construction, remodeling repairs, and service to backhoe, trenching, leach fields, water heaters and softeners, septic tank installation, and video sewer inspections. Where there's a Witt, there's a way. Witt Plumbing, 1726 North Kansas Avenue, Hastings.
The Hastings Tribune is more than just your newspaper. It's HastingsTribune.com. The E-Edition, Encore, HD Media with videos, photos, Facebook, and more. The Tribune has expanded classified and circulation hours until 7 Monday through Friday and 8 to noon Saturday. Subscribe to the Hastings Tribune, HastingsTribune.com.
Case Drive-In Drugs and Case Medical Part Pharmacy always give you the fast, friendly, accurate service you've come to expect. From prescription drugs to over-the-counter medications, trust Case Drive-In at 5th and Hastings and Case Medical Part Pharmacy in the Hastings Medical Park.
Say it with flowers from Bob's Ass Flowers. Bob's Ass Flowers has beautiful fresh flowers, single blooms, vibrant bouquets, green plants, and many more unique gifts for your home and business decor. Weddings and special occasions too. Bob's Ass Flowers, 2618 West 2nd, Hastings, open Monday through Saturday.
5 Points Bank of Hastings, safe, strong, and growing. Back in September of 2000, we opened for business at 4th and St. Joe with a staff of 5. Now we have 3 banking locations, over 45 employees, and have grown to become the largest locally owned bank in Hastings.
Since our opening, we have listened to you and responded by providing high quality customer service, rewarding interest rates, new banking technology, and provided support to many community organizations.
We appreciate your support and look forward to continuing as the better bank in Hastings. Member FDIC.
1230 KHAS.
So the new pitcher for Hastings is going to be Tyler Stender. He's a sophomore, 6 foot, 175 pounder out of Millard South. So Tyler Stender is into the ball game now here in the fifth inning of play after Addison Ives gives up a couple of base hits in the fifth. So Dort has got base runners on at first and second base. They're trailing in the ball game by a score of 4-1. Stender is a left-handed thrower here for Hastings College. He does not have a record so far this year. He's thrown 7 and a third innings, giving up 11 hits and 4 runs. 3 of those have been earned. No base on balls and 5 strikeouts. ERA is sitting at 3.68. Teams are batting a hefty 324 against him. So Tyler Stender now out there for Hastings with the runners on at first and second base. Travis Decker's in the plate here, and he swings and fouls this one back to the screen. The count is at 1-1. So Addison Ives goes 4 innings today. 4 innings, gives up 5 hits, 1 run, 3 strikeouts, no walks, and he hit a batter. The two guys on the base pads will be charged to his statistics if they get home here. Here comes the next pitch. It's swung on and missed. And the count is now at 1-2. There is nobody out for Dort here in this fifth inning of play. This one's scheduled for 7 here tonight at Duncan Field. Stender will work from the stretch here with runners on at first and second. LeMaster not holding the runner on over there at first base, playing behind the runner over there with nobody out. Here's the next pitch. It's going to be outside. The ball gets away from the catcher, Hermanson, and now the runners advance 1 base to 2nd and 3rd. So the pitch was outside, and Hermanson could not control it. Hermanson could not control it behind the plate there, and the runners advance to 2nd and 3rd base. So 2-2. There's a swing and a miss. He strikes him out. So he comes back and gets a strikeout here in the fifth. And now there's 1 man out. But because of that pass ball, Dort is taking out of the double play possibility here in the fifth inning. The defenders are trailing in the ball game by a score of 4-1. Josh Peterson is the scheduled hitter coming up here next. And now we're going to have a pinch hitter coming in here. It's going to be Dustin Breisel. Breisel comes in to pinch hit.
Number 14, Dustin Breisel.
Breisel, he played in the first ball game, did not start the second ball game. He was the designated hitter in game number 1, where he struck out twice, and he reached base on a single. So now Breisel comes up there. He will pinch hit here in the fifth inning. And now Jim Bovee comes back out here for Hastings College. So Breisel is going to be your hitter. And now we're going to have another pitching change. So Tyler Stender, he pitches to one guy, and he is taken out. And now Jim Bovee comes back out, and we're going to have another pitching change coming up here as Breisel is going to come to the plate for Dort. So now we're going to have another pitcher coming on. Patrick Williamson is going to come to the plate, or come to the pitcher's mound next for Hastings. We'll take another break here. Another pitching change in store. We're in the fifth inning now with 1 man out. The score is Hastings College 4 and Dort 1.
When it hurts, come to Burt's. Burt's Drug Stores in Hastings has the best prescription and over-the-counter service and free delivery 6 days a week. You get old-fashioned know-you-by-your first-name personal service at Burt's Drug Store downtown Hastings and Burt's Pharmacy, 14th and Bellevue.
Real Estate Group of Hastings has moved. Real Estate Group of Hastings now at 2215 West 12th Street. Whether you're buying or selling, follow the leader. Real Estate Group of Hastings. Number 1 in home sales again. Visit virtual tours and the open house schedule at regrouphastings.com.
The team at Klein Insurance has a winning record of service offering home, auto, business, farm, and crop insurance. If you want to score big with service and great rates, stop by 710 South Burlington or call 463-1256 and let the Klein Insurance team win you over.
When you need body work, call Sealy Body Shop in Hastings. Sealy's now uses the new environmentally friendly products from PPG. Sealy's offers complete collision repair and restoration. Sealy's Body Shop, the name you trust at 201 East South Street in Hastings.
When it hurts, come to Burt's. Burt's Drug Stores in Hastings has the best prescription and over-the-counter service and free delivery 6 days a week. You get old-fashioned know-you-by-your-first-name personal service at Burt's Drug Store downtown Hastings and Burt's Pharmacy, 14th and Bellevue.
1230 KHAS.
So Patrick Williamson is the third pitcher used now by the Broncos. He's a 5'9", 205-pound freshman from Centennial, Colorado. Williamson, he has an overall record of 1-3 losses on the season. He has thrown, or check that, Williamson has an overall record of 1-2. He has thrown 12 innings for Hastings so far this year, giving up 11 hits and 9 runs. One of those earned, 3 base on balls and 7 strikeouts. His ERA is at .75. So he goes to work here on the Dort defenders to try to shut the door. First pitch is in there for a strike on the Breisel, Dustin Breisel. A pinch hitter here in the fifth inning with Dort runners on at second and third base. Hastings out on top by a score of 4-1 here in this one. Next pitch is hit on the ground. That's going to get through there for a base hit to right field. Picked up out there by Mack Lamb. One run is going to score. So Breisel gets a base hit here in the pinch hit roll as he drives home a run. That makes the score a 4-2 ball game now.
Now number 20, Eric Anderson.
And now coming up there is going to be Eric Anderson. So Breisel gets aboard here with a pinch hit single in the fifth inning to drive home a run. That brings home Fraley from third base. Makes it a 4-2 ball game now in favor of the Broncos. Moving over to third base on the play is going to be Nick Serrato. So runners are on at first and third base now as Eric Anderson, the leading hitter of the ball club, comes to the plate next. Anderson was hit by a pitch his last time up there. Came around to score a run. Grounded out his first time up there. Here's the pitch by Williamson. It's going to be in there for a strike. An overhanded curveball that's in there for a strike. So nothing and one to Eric Anderson. Williamson is a big stocky pitcher here for Hastings. 5'9" and 205 pounds. Here comes the next pitch from Williamson to the plate. That's going to be down low for a ball. And it's now one ball and one strike. So Tyler Stender got in the ball game for one batter. Struck out the only guy he faced, Deckers. And now Patrick Williamson is out there for the third pitcher used by head coach Jim Bovee here in this ballgame. Runners are on at first and third base. Hastings still with a 4-2 advantage. Now Williamson backs off of the mound. Looks that runner back to first base. Lights are on now here at Duncan Field. Pleasant evening for college baseball as the Broncos opening up their Great Plains Athletic Conference season here tonight. There's a strike that's in there on Eric Anderson. The count to him is now one ball and two strikes. Breisel is down there at first base. Serrato is over there at third. 7 hits for Hastings so far in this ball game. 6 for Dort. There's the ball hit on the ground. Salas at shortstop has got it. Bobbles the ball. Goes to second base for one. Over to first base. That's not going to be in time. A run is going to score. They get one. They get the force out. And Breisel down there at second base. But the relay throw is not good enough. A run is going to come in to score as Serrato comes in and touches the plate there for the second run of this inning for Dort. Anderson gets the board. And this is going to be Zach Stout coming to the plate next. So Stout comes up there next. He's 0-2 in this ballgame. Reached on an error and blew out to second base. Now he's being hit by a pitch. He's hit by a pitch here by Williamson. And now Aaron Parks comes to the plate next. It's a 4-3 ball game now as Dort has come back here in this fifth inning with a couple of runs. We're working in the bottom third of the order now with Aaron Parks. He flew out to second base and flew out to center field and has only 2 trips up there so far in this ball game. He's the third baseman for Dort. So 4-3 is the score. Dort still threatening here. They got runners on at first and second base. The next pitch by Williamson is going to be in there for a strike. Hastings just wants to get out of the inning here. This has been about the only inning in two ball games that Dort has put anything together. Dort was shut out in the first ball game by Kirby Wells and the Bronco defense as Hastings turned two double plays. And now Dort has scored two runs here, their most efficient inning of the doubleheader so far. There's another strike in there right down the pipe as the ball delivered up there by Patrick Williamson. Count is at no balls and two strikes here. The batter is Aaron Parks for the Dort defenders. Stands in the right-hand batter's box, takes a couple of practice swings. Now he's ready to go. Here's a pitch by Williamson. Inside ball is swung on and missed. And Dort is out of this fifth inning. First strike out of the ball game for Williamson. And he gets the Broncos out of the inning. But Dort comes up with a couple of runs here in the fifth. They score one run on three base hits. No errors on Hastings and two men left on the base pads. We go to the bottom of the fifth inning with a score. Hastings 4, Dort 3.
Five Points Bank of Hastings wants to be your banking partner. We offer a wide selection of banking products and other special benefits as well.
For example, members of our Golden Club, 55 and older, receive free checks, discounted bank services, get to attend a free monthly movie event, and participate in hosted travel opportunities as well as our delicious annual holiday luncheon. So make the move. Stop in at any of our three banking offices and visit with one of our bankers on how we can be your banking partner. Five Points Bank of Hastings, member FDIC.
You see it every weekend. Teams at every level emphasizing the look of their uniform. Look sharp, play sharp. It's what they're affirming. And Pro Team Design puts any sports apparel style, screen print, or embroidery at your fingertips. In person or online, the latest designs from the widest selection of brands. Look sharp, play sharp with Pro Team Design. 2716 Old Fair Road, Grand Island. Or shop and order online at ProTeamDesign.com.
1230 KHAS.
Back here at Duncan Field, Hastings has got the lead in the second half of the doubleheader. The score is 4-3 here tonight. Hastings with four runs, seven base hits. They've got two errors. Dort with three runs, six base hits. They've got one error. So Hastings coming to bat now here in the fifth inning of play. We've got numbers 4, 5, and 6 in the batting order to come out and face the starter. He's still out there, Ben Van Kerkrex for Dort. John Rivera, John LeMaster, and Daniel Nealon coming to bat here in the fifth. Will those guys get aboard? We'll see Jake Steets in the ball game. Three straight pitches outside the strike zone here on John Rivera. So Rivera is ahead on the count of 3 balls and no strikes. Hastings trying to get some of these runs back here in this fifth inning. They've got a 4-3 advantage, and there's the next pitch on four straight pitches. A walk delivered up to John Rivera. So a walk there to John Rivera. That's going to bring up John LeMaster next. For Van Kerkrex, the Dort pitcher, has only the second walk of the ball game he's given up here. John LeMaster comes up there next. He is 0-2 here in the ball game. He's grounded out twice. Rivera takes his lead down there at first base for Hastings. Van Kerkrex comes to the plate, a pitch way outside. And they got 1 ball and no strikes. LeMaster 0-2 in game number one with a sacrifice. 0-2 here in game number two. And now we got the head coach for Dort going to make his way onto the pitcher's mound. And this could be all she wrote here for Ben Van Kerkrex. He asked for the baseball. We're going to have a pitching change coming up here for the Dort defenders as they try to stay in the ball game here. So a pitching change coming up now for Dort. Hastings has used three pitchers thus far. And now Dort will use their second one here in this ball game. A pitching change coming up. Nobody out in the fifth inning of play. We'll take a break with a score. Hastings 4 and Dort 3.
It happens to everyone. Your car isn't running right. It could be the fuel injectors, or it might be the spark plugs. The point is, you want to be confident in your mechanic. You want him to find the problem, fix it, and charge you a fair price. See Halloran Battery and Electric for everything from routine maintenance to complex electrical problems. Rich and the professional auto technicians at Halloran take care of your car, truck, or van. And they're experts at imports, too. People you can trust. Halloran Battery and Electric, 2001 West 2nd Street in Hastings.
It's the unbelievable tractor tire sale at CPI Mr. Tire, serving central Nebraska. Save on co-op pivot tires, size 11.2 by 24 4-ply. The AgriMax size 480 ADR 42. and the BKT front tractor tire, size 10 by 16, 8-ply. Other tires and sizes also on sale. Call your CPI Mr. Tire for current pricing. 14 locations in central Nebraska.
Relax. It's Rheem. At South Central Heating and Air Conditioning, you can relax with the comfort and quality of Rheem air conditioners. Every Rheem Central air conditioner gives you the added value of a genuine scroll compressor, so you can enjoy cool, quiet, and efficient, reliable operation year after year. So when it comes to air conditioning, relax. It's Rheem. Get your Rheem products at South Central Heating and Air Conditioning, 701 West 1st in Hastings. Call 402-462-9190.
1230 KHAS.
All right, John Drenton is going to be the next pitcher for Dortz. He's a freshman out of Orange City. Drenton with a 7.27 earned run average so far this year. He's 0-1 on the season. He's thrown 8 1/3 innings, giving up 12 hits, 7 runs. All 7 have been earned. 1 base on balls and 4 strikeouts. Team's batting .324 against him. So Ben Van Kerkrex is retired after going 4 innings plus 1 batter here in the 5th. He walks John Rivera on 4 straight pitches, and that was all she wrote here for Van Kerkrex. And now it's going to be up to John Denton here in this 5th inning. As he pitches here to John LeMaster, throws a pitch that's going to be down low. 2 balls and no strikes now to LeMaster. Denton working from the stretch. Here comes a curveball. Is in there right down the pipe. 2 balls and 1 strike. John Rivera is your base runner at first. Hastings scored 1 run in the 3rd. They scored 3 in the 4th inning. Dort scores 1 in the 4th, and they scored 2 in the top half of this 5th inning. There's a throw over the first base, not in time, as Rivera dives back in there. Denton is a right-handed thrower here for the Dort defenders. Rivera really not a base-stealing threat. He's kind of a big boy over there. He's not attempted a stolen base so far this year. He's got an average lead right now. There's a LeMaster squaring around the bunt, takes a pitch up high and a throw down there from the catcher Torkinson down to first baseman Travis Deckers. That's not going to be in time as John Rivera is back in there. 4-3 is the score. Hastings with the lead. We're batting in the bottom half of the 5th inning. Here comes the next pitch. Again, it's LeMaster squaring around the bunt, pulls it back, takes a strike in the outside corner. And now LeMaster is looking at a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Dodgers trying to get aboard here for the first time tonight. LeMaster waiting here in the right-hand batter's box. Here's the next pitch from John Denton coming up there. He fouls the pitch away. Goes after an outside pitch there and fouls it back to the screen. Runner was going on the pitch there that time. John Rivera at first. He has to trot back to the bag. Bronco baseball for you this afternoon and this evening on 1230 KHIS. We're at Duncan Field. Conference opener for Hastings College today. Hastings winning the first ball game 4-0, looking for an all-important sweep today. Next pitch is going to be fouled away, back over the screen, out of play. And again, Rivera was going on the pitch. Tomorrow it's Northwestern in town. Hastings and Northwestern will go at 12 o'clock noon on the air with a pregame show tomorrow at 11:45 here on 1230 KHIS. Northwestern is playing tonight. They're playing in Crete against the Doane College Tigers. There's a ball hit on the ground. That's going to get through there for a base hit. So John LeMaster finally gets a base hit. He sends that one right by Serrano at shortstop in the left field. That moves runners along to second base now. LeMaster is on at first base. And Daniel Nealon comes up there next. Nealon has struck out. He has walked so far in this ball game. He has scored a run. So Nealon's officially 0-for-1. Nealon in the first ball game had a base on balls, grounded out once and grounded out a second time. So nobody out for Hastings here in the 5th, trying to get the 2 runs back here that Dort put on the board there in the top half of this inning. Now Deckers, the first baseman, playing on the edge of the infield grass. Nealon squares around the bunt and takes the pitch down low for a ball, 1 ball and no strikes. So we'll see if Jim Bovey tries to move the base runners along here. Nealon attempted to square around the bunt that time and pulled it back at the last second. Nealon waiting on the pitch now from Denton, and now Denton steps off with a rubber. 1 ball and no strikes here to Daniel Nealon, the second baseman for Hastings. He started the day with a batting average of .241. Here's the next pitch by Denton. He squares around the bunt, fouls it down the third base side. It looked like he was trying to get away from that pitch there, and gets the bat on the ball there and fouls it down to third base side. So the count goes to 1-1 to Daniel Nealon. Hastings with nobody out here in this fifth inning of play. They've got a one-run lead. John Denton out there, the product out of Orange City, just down the road from Sioux Center, Iowa. Again, Nealon scores around the butt. This time he lays it down. Good one. Denton grabs it. He rockets the ball to first base. That's going to be wide of the target, and everybody's going to be safe. Second baseman was Eric Anderson. He was covering the bag over there at first, and the throw was in between the bag at second and first. The second base bag of side of first base there. So an error chalked up. Daniel Nealon gets aboard, and now the Broncos have the bases loaded. They're going to give Hastings a base hit on that baby. So Daniel Nealon gets a base hit, an infield single. And now Jake Steets comes to the plate next. He's the third baseman. He had a single back there in the second inning of play. He will take a pitch in there for a strike on the curveball. No balls and one strike. Jake Steets, 1 out of 2 in this ball game. He popped one back to the pitcher on an attempted bunt back there in the fourth inning. So Hastings down with the bases loaded here in the fifth. Nobody out. Again, Dort with the infield in here, trying to chop down the run here at the plate. Here's the next pitch to Jake Steets. It's going to be down low. Ball gets away momentarily from Torkenson behind the plate. But Eric picks her up and gets it back into the glove of John Denton back out there. The count is at 1-1 now to the batter for Hastings, Jake Steets. Gabe Salas would be next. Hastings trying to add to their run total here. It's a 4-3 ball game. Hastings now with 9 base hits in the ball game. Next pitch is going to be fouled away here right above the Bronco dugout on the third base side. 1-2 to Jake Steets. He started the day with a batting average of .289. Coming into the doubleheader this afternoon, the freshman out of Cherry Hills Village, Colorado. 1-2 here to Jake Steets. Bases are loaded. Denton working from the stretch. Here comes the pitch to the plate. The ball is going to be fouled away on the first base side. They got a 1-2. Bronco baseball for you this afternoon here on 1230 KHIS. Online at www.hastingslink.com. Hastings winning the opener 4-0 over Dort. Looking for the sweep here in the nightcap. 1-2 on Jake Steets. Hastings with the bases juiced up there in this fifth inning. Here comes the next pitch. It's hit on the ground. It's knocked down by the third baseman, Parks. He comes to the plate for one. Down to first base. That's not in time. So they chop down the lead run. They had the infield pulled in. A nice grab there by Aaron Parks at third base. And he chops down the lead runner at the plate. That was Rivera attempting to score. So Steets will get a board on a fielder's choice. As it's knocked right to the third baseman, Aaron Parks, who comes to the plate to record the out. Moving over to the third base on the play is going to be LeMaster. Daniel Nealon is now on at second. On at first base is going to be Jake Steets. So the Broncos still with the bases loaded here. One man out in the fifth, and that's going to bring up Gabe Salas next. So John Rivera chopped down at the plate here. That was an easy play for Parks after he made the nice grab on the ball down there at third base. 1-0 the count here to Gabe Salas. Here comes the next pitch. It's going to be inside for a ball. So 2 balls and no strikes to Gabe Salas. Salas had a base hit his last time up there. Here comes the next pitch. It's going to be outside for a ball. So now 3 balls and no strikes and no place to put this guy. Gabe Salas. Junior out of Colorado Springs, Colorado, is ahead on the count of 3-0, so the base is loaded here. One man out. Here comes the next pitch by John Denton. That's going to be in there for a strike. Salas taking all the way. Now it's 3-1. Dorn again with the infield pulled in, especially at first base on the edge of the infield grass, is going to be a Travis Deckers. Here comes the 3-1 pitch now from John Denton. It's going to be laid in there. It's a bouncing ball left side. Again, Parks grabs the ball, comes to the plate, and it's going to be in time. A sliding John LeMaster can't score. So two great plays at third base there by Aaron Parks. Infield pulled in. Both times they hit it to the third baseman, Parks. And he makes some nice plays on the ball down there. And that chops down John LeMaster at the plate. So Gabe Salas reaches on the fielder's choice as LeMaster is retired in the play. Moving over to third base now is going to be Daniel Nealon. Nealon is on at third. Steets heads down to second base. Salas is on at first. So now there's two men out here in the inning. Now Brent Hermanson comes to the plate next. He's the catcher. He had a two-run double his last time up there. That was back in the fourth inning. Hermanson waiting on the pitch, and it's going to be in there for a strike. There's a throw down to third base, and sneaking back in there is going to be Daniel Nealon. So Hermanson is even on the count now with one ball and one strike. Delivered up a big base hit back there in the fourth inning of play, a two-run double. And he later came along to score as well for Hastings College as the Broncos plated three runs there in the fourth. There's a hard hit ball to left center field. Backing up is going to be Stout, and he's going to make the catch out there. Stout went a long, long way. That was a heck of a ride given there by Hermanson. A long fly ball to left center field, and Zach Stout makes the catch out there for the Dort defenders to retire the side. So Hastings gets the bases loaded here in the fifth, and they can't score. We go to the sixth inning of play with a score, Hastings 4, Dort 3.
Precision Heating and Air Conditioning is your Lennox dealer in Hastings. Whether it's the industry's most innovative heating and cooling systems, heat pumps, air quality systems, or other proven Lennox products, you and your family will enjoy the all-year-round quality comfort. Call Tom Wissing in Hastings, 402-463-6061 for more information on Lennox products, warranties, tax credits, rebates, and more. 463-6061. Lennox dealers are independently owned and operated businesses. Precision Heating and Air Conditioning in Hastings, Lennox. Innovation never felt so good.
The Hastings Tribune sports staff has the spring sports covered. Bronco and Husker baseball, softball, and more. Local and area high school track and field, tennis, golf, and soccer. Plus state and national sports. Get the latest scores, schedules, and sports stories on the Tribune's website scoreboard, online anytime. Get in the game with HT Mobile. Join the HT Mobile VIP Club today. And to subscribe to the Hastings Tribune, call 402-462-2131 or online at hastingstribune.com.
1230 KHAS.
Hastings with a golden opportunity there in the fifth inning of play to give him some breathing room. Hermanson with a long fly ball to the left field. A great play out there by Stout to make the catch, but really the guy who saved the day for the Dort defenders to keep him in the ball game was a third baseman, Aaron Parks, as he makes two nice plays down there at third base with the infield pulled in to chop down the lead runner down there at the plate. Now Hastings has got a new pitcher coming out there. Mac Land is going to come out and throw down for Hastings. So Mac Land is going to come in and throw now for Hastings as Patrick Williamson. He goes just a third of an inning. And coming to the plate is going to be Mark Lizinga for the Dort defenders, and he takes a strike here. So Mac Land is now on the mound here for Hastings College. That's the fourth pitcher used by the Broncos here in this one. Well, double check at right field as Land was playing out there. So Mac Land comes in from a right field, and now he'll throw and try to pick up the save here for Hastings College here in this ball game. Lizinga is at the plate. And the pitch is going to be a strike in there. One ball and two strikes. So Mac Land comes on there for Hastings to try to shut the door here. Land is 1-1 on the season. He's got three saves already. He's thrown 7 2/3 innings. There's the ball hit on the ground towards second. Nealon has got it. Bobbles the ball. And everybody's going to be safe over there at first base. Mark Lizinga. Lizinga gets aboard here on the error by the second baseman for Hastings and Daniel Nealon. So that gives Dort the tying run on the base pads here in the sixth inning of play. And now coming to the plate is going to be Eric Torkenson for Dort. Land has thrown 7 2/3 innings, giving up 7 hits, 4 runs, one of those earned, no base on balls, 6 strikeouts. ERA is 1.17. for Land. Teams are batting just .219 against him. So he's got three saves already. He's trying to shut the door here on the Dort defenders. I got a pinch runner over there now. It's first base. Torkelson is at the plate here. He is 0-for-2 so far in this ball game. He's grounded out and he has flown out to left field to throw over the first base. That's not going to be in time. So now Dort is trailing Hastings by a score of 4-3, but they got their lead runner on here. Actually, the tying runner is at the plate. There's a pitch that's going to be outside. One ball and no strikes now to Eric Torkelson. Ball momentarily got away from the catcher Hermanson, but he locates the ball and gets it back into the glove of Mack Lamb. The tying run is on the base pads here for Dort. We're in the sixth inning of play. This one's scheduled for 7 here tonight at Duncan Field. This is the second game, a two-game set here between Hastings and Dort, with Hastings winning the first ball game 4-0. Conference season getting away for everybody here this weekend. There's the next pitch. It's going to be bunted, but foul out here. A foul ball. The base umpire comes out here and makes the call there. As a Torkelson cannot lay down the bunt, foul ball is called, so everybody's got to go back. Base runner's on at first there for the Dort defenders. One ball and one strike is the count at the plate. Mack Land gets set back in there. And a throw over to first base that's not in time. Base runner over there for Dort is Anthony Maui. Anthony Maui, sophomore out of Michigan. Little guy, little speedster. There's a bunt laid down. Land falls down in the infield grass. It's picked up by the third baseman, Steets. He makes the throw over to first base, and now a double play. Back across the diamond, they get the runner. Torkelson felt that Torkelson laid down the bunt. Land tries to come off of the mound to grab it. He falls down. Jake Steets gets it quickly over to John LeMaster to record the out. So it goes 5-3, and then they get it back to third base to chop down the runner at third base as Leisinger tries to stretch things out to third. And they return it back there to record the out. So a double play and a big one for Hastings College here in the sixth inning. That's the third double play that the Broncos have turned here in this doubleheader so far. So a great play. Land looked like it was going to be a trouble for the Broncos. Steets right there for the third base. He gets it over to the first baseman, John LeMaster, who gets it right back to third base. Gabe Salas was covering the back there at third to record the double play. So now the base pads are empty here in this sixth inning with two men out. So both teams recording some nice plays defensively there in the fifth. There's the ball hit right back to Land on the mound. He's going to go to first base. That's going to be in time, and Hastings gets out of the inning with no damage done. Great job by Land on the Bronco defense. Dort scores no runs on no base hits. One error on Hastings, nobody left on base. We go to the bottom half of the sixth with a score. Hastings 4, Dort 3.
Relax. It's Rheem. At South Central Heating and Air Conditioning, you can relax with the comfort and quality of Rheem air conditioners. Every Rheem Central air conditioner gives you the added value of a genuine scroll compressor, so you can enjoy cool, quiet, and efficient, reliable operation year after year. So when it comes to air conditioning, relax, it's Rheem. Get your Rheem products at South Central Heating and Air Conditioning, 701 West 1st in Hastings. Call 402-462-9190.
Five Points Bank of Hastings wants to be your banking partner. We offer a wide selection of banking products and other special benefits as well.
For example, members of our Golden Club, 55 and older, receive free checks, discounted bank services, get to attend a free monthly movie event, and participate in hosted travel opportunities as well as our delicious annual holiday luncheon. So make the move. Stop in at any of our three banking offices and visit with one of our bankers on how we can be your banking partner. Five Points Bank of Hastings, member FDIC.
1230 KHAS.
All right, so the Broncos come to bat now here in the bottom half of the sixth inning. Hastings holding on to a 4-3 advantage here in this second ball game. So some great defensive plays on both sides there in that last inning. Aaron Parks for the Dort defenders at third base. Chopping down two would-be runs there by the Broncos at the plate. And then the Broncos turning a double play there in the last half of the inning. Get out of that last inning themselves. So it's still a 4-3 ball game. Hastings has got the lead. And now the Broncos will bat here in the sixth inning of play. Coming up is going to be Mack Land, also Decker Brown, and Mike Tomlin. So Mack Land, who's now the pitcher here for Hastings, starting off in right field, and now he's on the mound to try to pick up his fourth save of the season. He's ahead on the count now with 3-0 here at the plate. Hastings batting in the bottom of the sixth. This one's scheduled for 7. Hastings with the lead 4-3. Next pitch is going to be outside for a ball, and he walks him. So 4 straight pitches and a walk given up there by John Denton. For Denton, that's going to be the first walk of the ball game since he came on in relief there in the fifth. Now coming into the ball game is going to be Decker Brown. He will come to the plate next for Hastings. Brown lined out. He grounded out, and he's got his single so far in this ball game. He's 1-3. Brown in the first ball game reached on a base on balls, flew out the right field, and he grounded out once. 4-3. Hastings with 9 base hits here in the nightcap. There's a pitch, a fastball by Denton. It's going to be in there right down the pipe for a strike. No balls and one strike. Nebraska today beating Northwestern in college baseball 7-4. They'll play game number 2 of that 3-game series tomorrow afternoon at 1:05. A throw over to first base, not in time. Diving back in there was Lamb. 12:30 will be the pregame show tomorrow on the Breeze, KLIQ 94.5. We will be here. It'll be Hastings and Northwestern. There's the ball. It's going to be popped up, and it's going to be caught by the catcher. So the attempt to bunt, Decker Brown tries to lay down a bunt. He pops it up. And he fouls it back to the catcher, Eric Torgensen, for the out. So now coming to the plate is going to be Mike Tomlin next. And the pitch is going to be in there for a strike. So Mike Tomlin at the plate here. There's one man out. Hastings looking for some insurance in the sixth inning. There's a throw to the first base. That's not in time. Land is back in there. Hastings leading by the score of 4-3. John Denton is your pitcher here for Dort. There's a fastball that misses outside and down low. The count is now at 1-1. One man out for Hastings here in the sixth. Land inching away from the bag over there into first base for Hastings. Denton working from the stretch. Land stays put. There's the ball. It's going to be popped up on the left field side. It's going to get out of there. Foul territory. So a long strike there on Mike Tomlin. 1-2. Land stealing bases so far this year is 0-1. Jim Bovey down in the third base coaching box, flashing the signals. And here comes the next pitch. Land fakes the steal. It's a swing and a miss here at the plate. And he's out of there. Strikes out. Mike Tomlin strikes out. So a strikeout here. That's going to be the first strikeout of the ball game for John Denton. Now Connor Thomas comes to the plate. First official at-bat here for Connor Thomas. He's been basically the courtesy runner today. He takes a strike in the outside corner. Connor's the guy who replaced Mack Land out there in right field. When Land came on the pitch in the last inning, there's a high fly ball, shallow left field. Going back is going to be the shortstop, and he makes the catch. Making the catch out there was Nick Serrato. So the inning is over for Hastings as Connor Thomas flies out to left field to end the inning. So Hastings will have to hold here in the top half of the seventh inning. Broncos scoring no runs in the inning. No runs on no base hits. No errors. One man left on base. We go to the top of the seventh with a score. Hastings 4, Dort 3.
The superheroes of service, powered by Glenwood.
Glenwood is Central Nebraska's leading provider of latest computer, internet, and networking technology, but our specialty is taking exceptional care of our customers. Friend us on Facebook or visit shopglenwood.net. We are your superheroes of service.
Insurance Plus Financial Services means more than insurance. They have a full line of investments, plus life, health, and long-term care insurance. Also offering both bookkeeping and tax preparation services in Fairfield and 715 South Burlington in Hastings.
Jackson's Car Corner has built a reputation for high-quality hand-picked vehicles. Good, clean, low-mileage cars, vans, and pickups. Stop by today and see them at Jackson's Car Corner, 3rd and Colorado in downtown Hastings, where our customers send their friends.
Rivals Bar and Grill. Fun, food, 20 TVs, daily and weekend specials, supporting all the local and area athletes, teams, and coaches after the game or anytime. Join the Rivals team. Rivals Bar and Grill, Osborne Drive East in Hastings, open every day at 11.
1230 KHAS.
All right, back here at Duncan Field, Hastings College, trying to hang on here for the second win of the conference season. All you got to do is get Dort out of here without scoring. So Mack Land is going to be the pitcher here for Hastings in the seventh, trying to get his fourth save of the season. Here's Nick Serrato, the number 2, 3, and 4 hitters coming to the plate here to face Mack Land, our save specialist, so to speak, in the seventh inning. And there's a fastball that's in there for a strike. No balls and one strike to Nick Serrato so far today. Here in the second ball game, he's got a single, he's got a strikeout, and he's laid down a sacrifice. Next pitch is hit to center field, backing up, and settling under it and making the catch out there is Mike Tomlin. So Serrano gave it a ride, but right at the center fielder and Mike Tomlin. That's going to bring up Travis Deckers next, the first baseman. Deckers, he's 0-1 so far in this ball game. He struck out twice. He's flown out to right field. Tomorrow it's Hastings and Northwestern, right back here at the facilities at Duncan Field. 12 o'clock will be the first pitch. 11:45 for the pregame show. We'll have both games again for you right here on 1230 KHIS. Broncos starting the Great Plains Athletic Conference season this weekend. Got one in the books to start things off today. 4-0 in the opener. Leading here by a score of 4-3. Hastings is out hit. Dort 9-6 here in this second ball game. Next pitch is going to be inside for a ball. And the count on Deckers is now 1-0 and no strikes. Dustin Breisel is scheduled up there next. There's the ball. Hit right back to Land on the mound. He grabs the ball, goes over the first base. It's going to be in time. Nice play there by Land on the mound as he grabs that one. A hard shot off of the bat of Travis Deckers. And now the Broncos just one out away from finishing this baby off. A doubleheader sweep here this afternoon and this evening. Dustin Breisel comes to the plate next. Breisel, he has got a single. He has struck out once, had an RBI single in the fifth inning of play. So Dustin Breisel comes to the plate here. In this seventh inning, he will take a pitch down low here for a ball. Brother Breisel did not start this second ball game. He was in place of John Peterson. So the only official at-bat for Breisel was that RBI single back there in the fifth inning. It was a pinch hitter, and then he was inserted into the ball game. There's the next pitch. He's going to be in there for a strike. 1-1 and one strike now on Dustin Breisel. Back Land just two strikes away from getting out of here. Here comes the next pitch. He's going to be hit on the ground towards second base, grabbing the ball there. Nealon gets it over to first base, and it's going to be in time, and Hastings with a sweep. Breisel grounds out to the second baseman, Daniel Nealon, and Hastings gets a win here in the second ball game on a score of 4-3 as they beat the Dort defenders. So Hastings, just what the doctor ordered here, they get off to a good start in the Great Plains Athletic Conference. They pick up two wins here this afternoon as they beat Dort in the first ball game 4-3. They win over the Dort defenders in the second contest by a score of 4-3. We'll come back and recap game number two right after this.
No matter where you roam, you're always at home with an RV from Hastings Motor Sales Dykeman's Camper Place. Travel the country, see the sights, and never be without all the amenities of home. Dykeman's has a large selection of XL luxury fifth wheels, Palomino fold-down camping trailers, Coachman fifth wheels, travel trailers, Class A and Class C motorhomes, and their service department is second to none. So go ahead, get away from it all, but don't rough it. Get RVing with Hastings Motor Sales Dykeman's Camper Place, Burlington Avenue and Highway 6 in Hastings.
Hastings College graduates become
astronaut, trauma surgeon,
judge,
studio artist,
ambassador,
professor,
congressman,
minister,
software developer.
Who do you want to become?
Recognized as one of the best liberal arts colleges in the country by publications such as U.S. News and World Report, Forbes, Barron's, and the Princeton Review, Hastings College is a place that supports you to become your best. Find out more at hastings.edu or call us at 800-LEARN-HC. Pursue your passion at Hastings College.
These are the words every homeowner dreads.
Oh, the furnace is broken.
And these are the words that make everything better.
I'm calling the American Standard guys.
Your local independent American Standard heating and air conditioning dealer can repair any brand you've got, or better yet, upgrade you to a supremely reliable American Standard comfort system.
Ah, all better.
Call Beeman's Appliance Sales and Service, your independent American Standard dealer. Call 462-2311.
1230 KHAS.
All right, back here at Duncan Field, Hastings College with a sweep here. They win the nightcap on a score of 4-3 over the Dort defenders. Hastings with four runs, nine base hits. They commit three errors. They leave 8 men on the base pads. Dort with three runs, six base hits, one error. They leave six. Addison Nye is going to be the winning pitcher. He's now 3-3 in the season. Mack Land will get the save today. That's his fourth save of the season. The losing pitcher is going to be Ben Van Kirkrest for the Dort defenders. And he drops on the season now to a record of 1 win and 2 losses. So Hastings College wins the second ball game by a score of 4-3 after winning 4-0 in the opener, as Kirby Wells threw a two-hitter in the opener today for Hastings College. The Broncos now improved to 9 wins, 19 losses on the season. More importantly, they're 2-0 in the Great Plains Athletic Conference. The Dort defenders dropped to 9 wins and 12 losses. They're now 0-2 in the conference. Dort will move on. They will play in Crete tomorrow against the Doane College Tigers. Hastings will play host to Northwestern tomorrow afternoon. Ballgame gets underway at 12 o'clock, first game of two, 11:45 for the pregame show here on 1230 KHAS. Hastings wins the opener 4-0. They come back and get a 4-3 win in the nightcap here tonight. Stick around. We got our players of the game coming up, then the coaches' postgame show as Hastings College baseball continues on 1230 KHAS.
Play-by-play of today's game has been brought to you by the KHAS Radio Sports Boosters, local businesses supporting local athletics. Stay tuned for our postgame show on Hastings Link to Bronco Sports, 1230 a.m. KHAS Radio.
A healing environment. People who care for you and about you. A safe, comfortable place. At Mary Lanning Memorial Healthcare, we are focused on privacy, patient-centered care, and advanced technology. That's our tradition and our promise. Mary Lanning Memorial Healthcare. Innovative comfort and care.
You see it every weekend. Teams at every level emphasizing the look of their uniform. Look sharp, play sharp. It's what they're affirming. And Pro Team Design puts any sports apparel style, screen print, or embroidery at your fingertips. In person or online, the latest designs from the widest selection of brands. Look sharp, play sharp with Pro Team Design. 2716 Old Fair Road, Grand Island. Or shop and order online at ProTeamDesign.com.
The Player of the Game is brought to you by the Hastings Tribune. Follow the Broncos all season long in the Hastings Tribune. To subscribe, call 462-2131 or visit them online at hastingstribune.com.
All right, back at Duncan Field, Hastings winning twice here with the Dort defenders. 4-0 in the opener, 4-3 in the nightcap here tonight. This is the Player of the Game on 1230 KHIS. You look in game number one. Boy, you got to look to the guy who is absolutely awesome on the mound tonight for Hastings. In game number one, Kirby Wells gave up just two base hits and 7 strikeouts, picks up the win. He's now 2-3 in the season, got Hastings off to a great start here tonight. In the second ball game, Addison Ives, he was the winning pitcher for Hastings. He goes the first four innings. And then the Mack Land got a great pitching for pitching performance there in the final two and two-thirds innings as they shut down the Dort defenders down the stretch. Yeah, guys come up with some crucial base hits. Mike Tomlin had two hits in that second ball game. He had a triple and a double in that second ball game. Hastings scattering nine base hits in the ball game, and that's a second one as Hastings picks up the win 4-3 over Dort. We'll come back and name our player of the game right after this.
The Hastings Tribune sports staff has the spring sports covered. Bronco and Husker baseball, softball, and more. Local and area high school track and field, tennis, golf, and soccer. Plus state and national sports. Get the latest scores, schedules, and sports stories on the Tribune's website scoreboard, online anytime. Get in the game with HT Mobile. Join the HT Mobile VIP Club today. And to subscribe to the Hastings Tribune, call 402-462-2131 or online at hastingstribune.com.
Our player of the game today is going to be Kirby Wells for Hastings College. Kirby getting the Broncos off to the great start in the opener as he throws the two-hitter for Hastings College. Wells gave up no runs and gave up two hits. He had seven strikeouts and two walks at one point. Retired 13 guys in a row tonight for Hastings College. So Kirby Wells is going to be our player of the game. And I think he's on his way up here to have a couple of words with him as we get ready to go here tonight. We've got the coach's post-game show as well coming up here in just a couple of minutes. Kirby's going to join us on the post-game show. He's our player of the game here tonight for Hastings College. And Kirby, just another day at the office. You come out and really do your job there in that first ball game. Got Hastings off to a good start.
Yes, sir. We played great defense today, and you know, we got runs early, and that's what Coach Bovey was saying all week. I think the first guy to the first team to come out and score runs and put pressure on him was the team that was going to win, and he was right today, and felt good today, and had all command of my pitches, and Coach Bandy called a great game.
Talk about how important it was after maybe a non-conference season. It didn't go the way you guys expected it. How important was it to get off with a great start here for the conference?
Very important. And, you know, yeah, just like you said, we played a really tough non-conference schedule. And, you know, I think that helped us, you know, coming in and seeing some of the teams that we did and coming out and playing like we did in the first conference opener. That's a huge positive for us to be 2-0 right now.
In a very respectable role. You started about every single series last year as the number one pitcher the first game of the series. You like that, getting out first?
Oh, definitely. I like going out there and, challenging the hitters and just attack and throw strikes and let my defense do the work.
Your defense did a great job tonight. You had a couple of double plays. They had a couple of great defensive stands there in the second ball game as well. Your defense, maybe something that's been struggling a little bit this year, really came through.
Yeah, exactly. And we have been struggling a couple times. And, you know, Coach Bovey always preaches just come back and make the next play. And, you know, that's what we did today. We started off on the first hit of the game at a check swing. And, you know, we made a bad throw on it. But you know what? Gabe came back, and I think he started two double plays and, you know, made three or four ground balls, and that's what we needed today.
Why were you successful tonight? What'd you have?
My breaking ball was pretty good tonight, and, you know, we were just attacking in and out both times with my fastball, and then kind of just set him up for my slider down and away, and, you know, that was a big factor today that, you know, they had a lot of hitters guessing, and worked out great.
You don't have a flashy record. You saw some tough competition earlier this year. You feel like you're pitching pretty well right now?
Yeah, I feel, you know, I've had a couple unlucky, you know, a couple unlucky starts there, you know, against the number one team in the nation and stuff like that, Oklahoma City, and then ran into Bethany. They're a good team. And then Mayville came in here, and they can hit all over the yard. But I think that's a positive, though, once you see those good hitters, and then you transfer that over from what you learn in the non-conference to the conference, and it worked out today.
I know Coach was talking at the pregame show. He didn't care. He said you didn't care if you were playing the pitcher of the year on the other side or what. You just want to go out there and throw your stuff. You don't care who's pitching on
the
other
side. Yeah, exactly. Coming off back-to-back losses, you know, I was kind of licking my chops all week, wanting to get back on the mound as soon as possible, and that's one thing I wanted to do ever since it seemed like the week took so long to get here to Friday, and I was just eager to go out there and, you know, get ahead of hitters and attack them.
You know, we always talk about the non-conference season. You can just kind of flip the switch and the conference season comes on. Some teams are able to do that. Some teams are not. It seems like you guys are a team that maybe can flip the switch and say, yeah, now our season has started.
Yeah, exactly. And Coach Bovey says from the first time of fall ball and the first time we start our season that the conference season is what matters. That's when the season starts. That's when the wins get really big for us. And obviously, the non-conference games are real important too, because we gotta grind and we gotta win those too. But the conference season is what matters, and that's the mindset we took in, and it's a great start being 2-0.
What about playing the first six games here at home in your conference season? That's definitely an advantage for us.
Yes, that's a big time advantage of, you know, getting at home, and you know, a lot of people came out here tonight. That's great, supporting us, and that's a huge positive for us. So tomorrow we'll come out and get after Northwestern.
That's going to be a tough one. Northwestern, one of the teams to beat in the Great Plains Athletic Conference for this season. So they'll bring some sticks, I'm sure.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, they'll bring some sticks, and they always have some pretty good pitchers. So we'll get after them. We'll have to make plays like we did today, and we'll have to execute. And in order to do that, we'll have to, you know, get bunts down, get our hit and runs right. And, we'll have to execute to beat them.
You like the sit now for the rest of the weekend? I know you're probably itching to get back out there. You fill the first game of the series, and now you have to wait again.
No, that's all right. You know, I will be anxious to get back, you know, whenever, you know, Thursday or whenever that is. But, yeah, I'll be anxious for that again. Hopefully that gets here a little bit quicker than what Friday did. So.
All right, congratulations. Great win for you tonight to start
off
the conference. All right, Kirby Wells, our player of the game tonight as Hastings College wins the first game by a score of 4-0, 4-3 in the nightcap as Hastings will get ready for the Red Raiders of Northwestern coming up tomorrow afternoon. Stick around. The coach's postgame show is up next. You're listening to Bronco Baseball.
You've been listening to the player of the game, brought to you by the Hastings Tribune. To subscribe to the Hastings Tribune, just call 402-462-2131 or visit them online at hastingstribune.com. The Coach's Postgame Show is coming up next on Hastings Link to Bronco Sports, 1230 AM, KHAS Radio.
No matter where you roam, you're always at home with an RV from Hastings Motor Sales Dykeman's Camper Place. Travel the country, see the sights, and never be without all the amenities of home. Dykeman's has a large selection of XL Luxury 5th Wheels, Palomino Fold-Down Camping Trailers, Coachman 5th Wheels, Travel Trailers, Class A and Class C Motorhomes, and their service department is second to none. So go ahead, get away from it all, but don't rough it. Get RVing with Hastings Motor Sales Dykeman's Camper Place, Burlington Avenue and Highway 6 in Hastings.
The Coach's Postgame Show is brought to you by Precision Heating and Air Conditioning, your Lennox and Tempstar dealer, 314 West 2nd Street in Hastings. Call Tom Wissing at 402-463-6061.
All right, back here at Duncan Field, Hastings College with a doubleheader sweep here tonight over the Dort Defenders as Jim Bovey joins us in the postgame. And, Coach, hey, just what the doctor ordered. You start off the conference season two wins, and I know you got to like that, huh?
Well, we sure do, and you know, result-wise, exactly what we were looking for. Still some areas that we could clean up, but, you know, obviously we did enough right things, and we got on them early in the first game and then just settled in behind Kirby, and then the second game was a little bit more of a struggle, but got the results we needed, and hopefully – erased a few doubts in our guys' mind about you know, how we've been playing and what games we're shooting for and that type of thing.
We just talked to Kirby about how important it was to kind of erase the non-conference season and get off to a great start here this afternoon, and you did that with a great outing in game number one.
Oh, yeah, we sure did, and, you know, this is my 23rd year. We've had that lots of times where we've had that non-conference start, and some teams handle that better than others, and like we said in the pregame, we got the guy that we wanted on the mound in order to get that tone set. And, you know, I think everyone on our team, when we booted the first ball to start the game, was thinking, oh, no. And then we got the pickoff and stranded the guy at second. And then he pretty much rolled through it for about five innings.
Yeah, talk about Kirby. At one point, he retired 13 guys in a row.
Yeah, and then walked a guy, which is kind of uncharacteristic of him. You know, fortunately, you get to four in this park with a guy like Kirby throwing who's not going to beat himself a lot. You know, that's pretty good margin for somebody to overcome in this yard.
So Hastings picks up the winner of the opener by the score of 4-0. Did not have a whole lot of offense in that first game. I think you had only three base hits, but you had just enough, I guess, to manufacture the four runs, huh?
We did, and, you know, Dort's very much improved. Their talent level is really taken a huge jump up. But that's a lot of young guys, and I think they had some jitters, and they misplayed a ball or two, and I think we got a walk or two in there, and we're able to score some runs. And, you know, for quite a while, we had more runs than we had hits, and so they gave us some opportunities. But, you know, if you've seen us play the last 8 or 10 games, we haven't always taken advantage of when we've been given those opportunities. So at least we were able to do that.
Game number two, Addison Ives gets the start for Hastings, and he goes four innings. And then you get out, three guys to finish things off, and finally the guy you wanted at the end, Mack Land.
I'd rather just use Mack for one inning. Unfortunately, he kept his pitch count down tonight, just through the 17 pitches. But when we got out of the fifth with the lead, we had decided that if we scored zero or one in the bottom of the fifth, that we were going to go with him. And if we scored two or more, we were going to try to hold off. And boy, we were really in prime position to get a lot more. And that was the disappointing part of the second game to me is, you know, we popped up a couple bunts. We had basically nobody out and didn't score. And it's something we've kind of been fighting in terms of guys trying to do too much and not always being in tune with what the situation is. And fortunately, that didn't come back to haunt us. And like you said, if that's where we're at, Mack's the guy we want out there for that situation.
That was the fifth inning. Hastings had a chance to really break the game open in that second ball game. There was some great defensive plays by their third baseman to chop down the base runners at home plate. And then you guys come right back out in the next half of an inning and come up with a great defensive play yourselves.
I think that was the inning where we had the kind of the unconventional double play, the bunt double play. A lot of times your first baseman get a rap as not having a good arm, you know, and that's probably not the case with John, since he's in our rotation, that he's got a pretty strong arm and he's able to make that throw. It actually was a mess up on our part because our catcher is supposed to be covering third in that case. And you know, Mack is one of our most athletic guys and probably the one pitcher who can make that play, you know, running to third, catching the ball, and tagging a runner at the same time. So it's one of those things that over the years we always chuckle that in the non-conference we'd have thrown that ball in the left field and pulled our foot at first base. And in the conference, sometimes those things seem to work for us. And if that's the way it's going to work, we'll take it.
That's what happened last year. We made some breaks there at the end of the season to work our way to the national tourney. So, hey, you got to take the breaks when you got them, huh?
Well, you do. And you know, you look back at any game, even a 4-0 game, there comes a point in the game, one or two plays that make that game. And, you know, it might be as simple as Kirby picking the first guy off. And in the second game, probably the double play where the guy's going to third is probably the game, you know, probably the key play in that game in terms of turning it keeping it a win for us and keeping it from getting out of hand for us.
Now, Northwestern comes in here tomorrow for another doubleheader, and they dropped a couple of games to a Doan today, so they'll be biting mad tomorrow. They got to stay in the race here already.
Well, as an alum, we're not supposed to be fighting mad at Northwestern, but they'll be ready to go. We're the three, Doan, Hastings, and Northwestern, that finished at the top of the league last year. We're the three that are picked, so they know that this is a pretty tough scenario for them. To come into. If they come in and lose two, and then you got two teams 4-0 probably that they got to chase throughout the year, and that's a tough margin to catch up to if you lose both of them. But we got to just take care of business and try to build on tonight. And if somehow we can get two, that'd be great. Like I told our guys afterwards, when you get a win, they can't take that away from you. But when you lose, you can't get it back. So if you get an opportunity to win a game like tonight that's borderline, you got to take advantage of it and hang on to it.
Okay, we'll see you tomorrow.
All right, thanks, Mike.
Jim Bovee, head coach for Hastings College. The Broncos winning 2 here tonight, 4-0 and 4-3. We'll take a break and come back. You're listening to Bronco Baseball.
Precision Heating and Air Conditioning is your Lennox dealer in Hastings. Whether it's the industry's most innovative heating and cooling systems, heat pumps, air quality systems, or other proven Lennox products, you and your family will enjoy the all-year-round quality comfort. Call Tom Wissing in Hastings, 402-463-6061 for more information on Lennox products, warranties, tax credits, rebates, and more. 463-6061. Lennox dealers are independently owned and operated businesses. Precision Heating and Air Conditioning in Hastings, Lennox. Innovation never felt so good.
So Kirby Wells picks up the winner in the opener here today. He's now 2-3 in the season. He throws a two-hitter as Hastings beats Dort in the opener by the score of 4-0. It was Lucas Carlos taking the loss for Dort. He's now 3-2. Hastings with 4 runs and 3 base hits in that first ball game, but it was enough offense to beat Dort. They had no runs and 2 base hits. In the second ball game, a little different. Hastings with 4 runs and 9 base hits. They have 3 errors in the field. They leave 8 men on the base pads. Dort with 3 runs on 6 base hits. 1 error. They leave 6. Ben Van Kerkrix will be the losing pitcher. He's now 1-2 in the season. Addison Ives picks up the win for Hastings. He's now 3-3. Mack Land picks up his 4th save of the season as Hastings picks up 2 wins here this afternoon. Hastings now 9-19 on the season. More importantly, they're 2-0 in the Great Plains Athletic Conference. Dort falls to 9-12. They're 0-2 in the conference. Dort plays at Doan tomorrow. Hastings will get Northwestern in here at Duncan Field. Air time will be at 11:45 tomorrow, 12 o'clock for the first pitch. We'll have both games again right here on 1230 KHIS. That will wrap things up from Duncan for us today. Doubleheader sweep for Hastings College. For my producer and engineer, Don Debrin, I'm Mike Will, wishing you a very pleasant good evening from Hastings.
The Coach's Post Game Show has been brought to you by Precision Heating and Air Conditioning at 314 West 2nd Street, your Lennox and Tempstar dealer. Call Tom Wissing at 402-463-6061. You've been listening to Hastings College Baseball on Hastings Link to Bronco Sports, 1230 AM, KHAS Radio. Hastings College Baseball is an exclusive presentation of Platte River Radio.